ask about the crime.
All right, folks, we are live. It's the Info Warrior. We have a very special show tonight. We have Jim Mars in studio. How you doing, Jim?
All right, Jason. It's great to be with you.
It's great to have you. And what's really exciting is I was just telling him, you know, I grew up watching him on the History Channel and other things, and I continue to watch his stuff. I just saw him in 2012.
Yeah, it made me feel real old.
Well, it should make you feel really established, because you are one of the most familiar faces in this entire movement, in the alternative media in general. And some of your work is the best work out there. I had my buddy just this summer saying, man, I'm reading this Rule by Secrecy by this guy named Jim Mars. I'm like, yeah, I've met Jim several times. It's really good information. He's like, really? Is it all true? And I'm like, well, you know, he does his best and he gets a lot of great information. And he has really been at the forefront of showing, you know, connections between UFOs, secret societies, martial law, the Nazis, the current administration, the elites. I mean, you name it, you've covered it.
Well, you mentioned Rule by Secrecy. Let me just tell you this, Jason. With all of the massive amount of information in there, I have only gotten one criticism, one critique, one au contraire. And that had to do with when I quoted a letter from George Washington stating that no one who is more convinced of the fact than he that the philosophies of the Illuminati had not spread to North America. Mm-hmm. And the man who got in touch with me didn't argue with the content of the letter. I had said it was from an 1796 letter, and he said, no, it was a 1798 letter.
Oh, how dare you?
Okay. Well, but I'll tell you, he actually sent me a copy of the handwritten letter. Okay. And okay, I'm willing to say maybe I got the date 2 years off, but then I I just looked at it recently again, and you know, that old scrawly writing, you can barely, I still have trouble trying to figure out what that date was, mm-hmm. but the only criticism, the only objection I got to anything in Rule of Secrecy was the date on the letter. He didn't object to the thrust and content of the letter, which was that George Washington acknowledged that the Illuminati were active in the North America. See, of course, if I go out and try to talk to some of my friends and mention the Illuminati, then they roll their eyes and say, oh, you know, well, that doesn't exist. What are you talking about? You know, but hey, George Washington bought into it.
Not only bought into it, but we know that it did exist at some point.
Sure.
Weishaupt, whether he was the real originator of it and his principles, he definitely brought it into the light so that they were persecuted and supposedly wiped out.
Right.
But
I suspect that Weishaupt was probably operating on behalf of somebody else. He was a front man.
Yeah, he does seem a lot like he was just a front man. And again, exactly, front men, and all of a sudden they're gone, but they say they'll come back after another name. What really, I think, spells it out for me is that they're a do-as-thou-wilt group.
Right.
Any means necessary.
Right.
And you look throughout history, and history, especially large events, whether it be, you know, World War I, 9/11, are started by these false flag type events where they actually take out citizens and then they clamor to those citizens and say something must be done. And
well,
this is their strategy again and again and again.
That's where they have abused the Hegelian dialectic. George Hegel was a German philosopher. Back about the Age of Enlightenment, he came up with a fairly simple formula for identifying human discourse and how we handle things, okay? In other words, so if you want to go see one movie, that's a thesis. That's your thesis. I want to go see this movie. If I want to go see another movie, then that's antithesis or the antithesis. And then so we have a problem there, okay? And so then we have a solution, which is synthesis, okay? So it's problem, reaction, solution. And it basically just that's what happens. And what we do is we'd flip a coin or we'd do something and work it out. Then we go see movie C, right? Mm-hmm. That we could both agree to.
We got to take a break right now. We're going to come back with Jim Mars. We're going to take your phone calls as well. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Paranoia strikes deep. Your life, it will
all right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior. We have Jim Mars. And remember, we're going to be taking your calls. So, you know, if you've read a Jim Mars book, you've seen a Jim Mars lecture, you just saw 2012, which you're featured in. It's a recent film from Disinformation. Please give us a call. This is an open forum for questions. This is just a pleasure for me. Now, you were talking about the Hegelian dialectic, you know, problem, reaction, solution.
Right, right. And so that, you know, this came from George Hegel. And it was just kind of an outline of how humans resolve their differences, neither good nor bad. The people, though, who are trying to lord it over us, you know, they took it one step further. They said, why wait for a problem? Let's create the problem and then offer a draconian solution. And when everybody goes, oh, no, wait a minute, we can't do that, well, then we'll back off a step or two. But we'll still basically get what we wanted in the first place. And this is exactly what they do. This is exactly what they do. One example, for example, was the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building. And right after that, they all started talking up the militias and the Patriot Movement and how dangerous that was. And, oh, we can't have that. And so there was legislation put forth in anti-militia, anti-terrorist legislation, even back during the Clinton years, But everybody, you know, said, wait a minute, you know, wait a minute. We don't want to give up all our liberties. And so they, you know, they softened it down and they cut parts out of it. But they went, still went ahead and passed some. And it was just another step towards where we are today, where now they're telling you can't grow a garden and you gotta put numbers on all your ammo. And if you don't, you're a criminal. And they're now, they've been building these FEMA concentration camps. And that's not me talking. That's not Jim Mars. I'm not calling them concentration camps. The attorney general, okay, under George W. Bush, the first guy, he called them concentration camps and said, yeah, this is what we need to do. John Ashcroft, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he called them concentration camps. Well, of course, and everybody goes, concentration camps, you know, oh my God, can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And they've hassled around over that for a few years. Well, now we got Obama in and now they've actually got legislation legitimizing and legalizing these concentration camps. Mm-hmm. And it's just going right over everybody's head because you don't hear this reported in the corporate mainstream media.
Well, you know, the big story today over at Prison Planet was this thing in Schenectady, martial law. Now, this is actually, this is the county over from where I went to high school.
Right.
Okay. Now, can we bring up the map, guys, for prisonplan.tv? I want to show people how it works.
Well, while you're bringing that up, let me point out that we are still under the Posse Comitatus Law.
Yeah.
Which passed in 1879, which says quite clearly that you cannot use the military to police the U.S. civilian population. Nobody has rescinded that law. Nobody has, you know, voted it out or whatever. They have just ignored it. And this gets down to a very important part, Jason, because we're either a nation of law or we're a lawless nation. And when whoever's in power decides they can do whatever they want to, and that becomes the legal law of the day, then we are a lawless nation.
Well, we are. I mean, there's no doubt about it in my mind. I mean, the GIVE Act just passed, and that is basically calling for mandatory service of high school students, college students, and then if you get out of high school, because in Obama's fake State of the Union, he actually said that the reason the country's not doing so well is because of all the high school dropouts. He said it's no longer an option. Okay, and he kind of demonized them for why our country was, you know, it's not that we've shipped all the jobs out, that we accept second and third world labor. It's not that, you know, we don't create anything here anymore. It's not that we let the Federal Reserve take over. It's not any of that. It's the high school dropouts.
It's all the high school dropouts. But, you know, there's a problem with high school dropouts. These are young men and women, and they're in the prime of their life. They got a lot of adrenaline running through them and a lot of estrogen and everything else. And the authorities worry about people like that just on the streets. You know, they may form Al-Qaeda cells.
Yeah, how dare they?
They may actually go out and demonstrate and do something.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
Not so docile.
Exactly.
They're all fluoridated.
This was all written down back in the early 60s in the report from Iron Mountain, which they claim was some kind of fake, but I'm now pretty convinced it was not. Henry Kissinger worked on that, by the way, and the whole idea was they were trying to figure out, because Kennedy wanted to enter in the Cold War, and so they were studying, well, what are we going to do to keep the economy going to replace war?
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they came up with is there's really nothing else to replace it with, because when you have a war, then you conscript all these young people and you put them in a military force, and then you control them and guide them and turn them into good little automatons, and then they're good little citizens, and you don't have to worry about them being out on the street and objecting to your military adventures, okay? So, and you know, here we are, except there's still such a resistance to the draft that now they're just going to draft the high schoolers, right?
It's not only that, but they're basically saying if you don't do college out of high school, and even if you do, you got to do 100 hours of community service a year. This is for every college student. I'm thinking to myself, what do they get caught drinking downtown underage or, you know, with a little bit of marijuana? What is this? You know, this is mandatory now. And then they say, well, you'll have to be in a new social program run by one of our new bureaucracies then, a secondary school, you know, kind of like a BOCES after high school. You're going to learn a trade. They're going to make it seem glamorous.
Well, as Newsweek said on the cover here a couple of weeks ago, now we're all socialists. You know, this is the Hitler Youth. This is the little young Communist League. Yeah, there it is. We're all socialists now. So we all, you know, the only difference. Well, no, you know, I started to say the only difference is they won't be wearing some little uniform, but come think of it, they probably will be in some kind of little uniform.
You bet they will. They will.
And they'll have a marching down, you know, and, you know, pretty soon they'll be goose stepping.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, all right. Bring up the map because I want to show people this. Because Schenectady is being used. It is, all right, Schenectady County, folks, is over to the right-hand side. It is the smallest of the little pink ones. It's pretty small. You can't even make it out if you're looking at the computer screen. However, it is right on top of Albany. Now, Albany is the state capital. That's where the governor has a lot of events. They often use local police at things like July 4th, Independence Day. They bring in all these other counties' local police. On the other side, by the way, is my county, Montgomery County. You know, so I'm really like smack dab in the middle of this thing. I call up my mother yesterday. I called up my stepfather today. I'm like, listen, and my stepfather's new wife, she's a county judge. Mm. I'm like, you need to call this mayor and say that this is not an option no matter what, whether he's saying it's going to be just for a temporary time. I'm like, you're literally talking about troops on the street. And then we have that caller call in. You know, we find the document in about 2 seconds. This hasn't even been voted on yet, but it's up there, and it's been here since the 9th. So it's... you know, a week and a half old. I've never heard of this. Your ammunition, your firearms, who you are, who sold it to you, where you're storing it.
This is the Hope Bill. This is Hope Bill. It's named after a young kid in Chicago who was killed by a thug on the subway or whatever. He was trying to protect his girlfriend or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they use these tragedies, you know, and get everybody's emotions up, get their sympathies running so that they can run through this draconian stuff. Now, hopefully, I think the NRA is all over this, and hopefully any thoughtful person. Here's the deal. Under this law, if you have a .22 rifle that your grandfather gave to you and it's been stored away in the attic for years, and then for some reason you get it out and then the cops find you with it and it's not registered, you're automatically a criminal and subject to heavy fine and even imprisonment.
Yeah.
And what also buried in this law is the fact that if you go to register your gun, then you have to undergo involuntary physical and psychological evaluation. And so, hey, Jason, figure that out, you know. Well, Jason, do you feel like that 9/11 might have been an inside job? Well, yeah, the evidence points that way. Oh, well, listen, we're going to have to send you along for further psychological evaluation. And by the way, we've got some Prozac we need to put you on.
Oh, my God.
So we can see where this is going now. I would think that, like on this Holt bill and on some of the stuff they're proposing in Congress, hopefully cooler heads will prevail and they'll gut a lot of that and they'll cut out a bunch of the more, you know, egregious stuff. But the problem is they're still making another step ahead. And then next year will be another step and a couple of years will be another step. And the next thing you know, we're going to be in a 1984 Orwellian anthill socialist society and everybody's going to be scratching their head and saying, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. And folks, whoever's listening out there, I'm going to tell you, we're going to get there because nobody's paying attention out there. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. I mean, we're talking about this right now here on this Friday night and I guarantee you half the town is down on 6th Street partying.
Well, okay? Yeah, absolutely. And you know
which
what?
Is great, but...
yeah, there's a time and a place. All right, it's the 20th today. This gets voted on in my community 4 days from now.
Wow.
And this is in 4 days, folks. I'm encouraging people to get down there. This is on the 24th. You can go down to the Albany County legislature, and it'll take effect in 2 months. If they pass this...
oh, this they're voting for this in New York,
yeah,
right?
This isn't just New York State. This is not even New York State. It's just Albany County.
And
Albany County is the county that is...
but that's the capital.
Exactly. It's the biggest threat next to Schenectady County. That's what I'm saying. Mm. Albany in upstate New York, you know, it's a lot of farm culture. You know,
right.
I live next to Amish people. It's not a big threat.
Upper state New York is really beautiful place.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I love
and
it out there.
And it's nothing like New York City.
Most people don't understand
you know,
that, but yeah.
I know. Saying New York State is like New York City is like saying that Central Houston is Texas.
Exactly. But this is a local thing that they'll put in as an ordinance, and then they'll literally know where all the guns are in Albany, which would be the biggest threat to this martial law because that's the biggest area, the largest area. That's right. Where most of the gun owners are going to be. That's where most of the people with better jobs are going to be, you know.
And how many shooting massacres have we had in Albany?
That's a big zero.
Big zero.
I mean, we've definitely had some robbery,
you know,
but
so
why?
So why is there a problem there? But, you know, other states are beginning to flex their muscles. I think that it is Montana that has some legislation in place that says if there is a firearm or ammunition made in Montana, it is exempt from any federal firearms law. And folks, this is the type of thing we need to do. We just need to regain our control over our local communities and do what is necessary and what is right and what is proper without losing every one of our liberties.
And yeah, and I think that's why, you know, Campaign for Liberty is actually targeted on this MIAC document that you guys talked about today. It's because that is exactly what that's dedicated to. It's having a government for and by the people again. In other words, you run for city council, you run for your local mayor, you run for your congressional district seat. All right, we're going to come back with your phone calls. It's 866-582-9933. Jim Mars in studio, the great author and lecturer. Back after this, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
It's an angel.
have been, I have promised Mr. Marr. Yeah, you see, you can do it right like that. Now, that we will not go to his video, only because he had to take his hat off so we can hear the callers, but we're going to be taking your calls this entire segment. The call line is 866-582-9933. All right, let's go to Dan in Florida. Dan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I just got a quick two-part question tonight. I know you guys are talking about the New World Order and what they're currently doing and what their current plans are and things like that, and, you know, all with concrete evidence and things. But basically, I'm just wondering, what is the final end of all this stuff? Now, I know there's like there's going to be like centralization of power and things like that. But I mean, like, say they were to get that, say you guys in your process of trying to expose it, trying to stop it, were to totally fail, right? And they were to succeed in their agenda and things like that, centralization of power, one world government, one world currency. What comes after that? Now, I know in Alex's movie Endgame, he talks about how these people want to live forever, and I've seen scientifically how they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And how they want to travel the cosmos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of there's a lot of people that seem to suggest that some of these secret organizations and things like that already have the capabilities of like interstellar travel and traveling mm-hmm. through space. So I mean, why would that be their end goal if they can already do some of that sort of stuff?
Well, are you asking what's their end goal for the Earth?
Well, I mean, for the Earth as well as their agenda. I mean, like I said, I know they want to centralize power and things like that.
Well, now wait a minute. Let me say this. I'm not. You know, everybody talks about this one world government, and they want one world government. No, they really don't. Okay, that's the reason they had to turn against Soviet communism, because it was threatening to go worldwide. If you want to know what the bottom line is going to be, you need to go back and read a book written in 1948 by a British socialist named Eric Arthur Blair. Now, he wrote under the pen name George Orwell. And, of course, his book was the famous book, 1984. And being closely connected with the Fabian socialist in England, I think he had an insider's view of what the ultimate game plan was. And if you recall, in 1984, the world was divided into three socialist blocks. They called it Oceania, Asiana, and East Asiana. In today's real world, it's going to be the European Union, the soon-to-be North American Union, and the future Asian Union. And then what they do is they play one block against another one for continual war and stress so they can keep up profits and keep tight control. That's the bottom line. Now, the producer, Aaron Russo, who's now deceased, asked one of the Rockefellers, you know, what are you guys up to? And he said that one of the Rockefellers replied, we are going to microchip the population and the wealthy elite will rule the world. That, my friend, is the bottom line.
So, what comes after that, though? I don't really understand.
Well, this is what I think they want to do. First of all, you talked about how they want to, you know, they can already maybe travel the stars. They want to be public with it. And I don't think they can do that with a large population that's not under the control. We're not all chipped yet. But if you can literally control somebody's monetary system, in other words, their means to have food, shelter, a family, you know, a car, all that things with a chip, and then track and trace them, whoever's left is going to be your subservient slaves.
Right.
And they don't intend to have, you know, all of us around. They intend to cut us by 80%.
Their publications, their talks, their informal discussions, interviews, information that slipped out, they want population reduction. They would like to see the total population of the world down around 500 million people, okay?
Yeah. All right, so what about things like 2012 and stuff like that, Jim? I mean, some people are saying, and there's actually PhD physicists, okay, saying that there could be problems in 2012.
Polar shift and all that other stuff. Well,
no.
Actually, he's in a new movie called 2012, so if you want to right now, you can get it. And I thank you for the call because we have other callers. But you can get 2012 right now. You can get Jim Marr's perspective and about a half a dozen to a dozen other people. It's some really interesting people, quantum physicists and all this other stuff.
I think we're going to all be here after 2012.
I also agree.
Okay? But if we're not, then who cares? Because what can we do about it?
You know, I think it's going to be a big profit margin for Hollywood. They're putting out that 2012 movie.
Yeah.
They put out another one last year. You know, they're going to hype it up and hype it up and hype it up. And then what? It's going to be just like Y2K. When it doesn't happen, is everybody just going to be like,
yeah, but wait just a minute. Y2K did happen.
Well, okay? Yes, that's true.
We had multiple explosions in Texas, derailments, and you know,
it's just that
everything didn't go down at once.
Yes,
thank God.
It wasn't what they said it might be.
Right.
You know, and I think you will see. I think they want to bring in the North American Union in the public eye by 2012. I think that might be one of the goals. They like the number. They're into that, you know, numerology. They're into the stars. I mean, it's their religion. They're into the occult, folks. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back with your calls and Jim Mars after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
All right, folks, we are back with the great Jim Mars, author of The Fourth Reich, Rule by Secrecy, Crossfire, and others. I mean, the guy's done it all. How many times have you been a bestseller now? Four? Four times a bestseller. Man, that's got to feel good, huh? It's got to feel good, right?
Well, I've always heard of rich and famous, but nobody ever told me about just famous.
Well, you know what? Your work is going to last a lot longer than you do, my friend. So,
that's probably true.
Well, that's always nice. No, I mean, it's always nice to leave a legacy out there, and you know, a lot more. Even you said your first book was published in '89. It seems like even longer because you've been, you know, on the scene. But as the years have progressed, you've been validated again and again. As the years progress and more documents come out into light, I mean, it's just incredible.
That's why I am now, just now, beginning to get a little irked when people say, well, you're just a conspiracy theorist, you know? Well, number one, I don't really deal in conspiracy theories. I mostly deal in conspiracy facts, okay? Mm-hmm. And And so what I try to explain to them is if you can prove something, it's not a theory.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Back in the 60s and 70s, actually, I was writing for public publication and newspapers and stuff. I said the Kennedy assassination is a big conspiracy. And, of course, I was the nut. But now everybody, you know, the polls show, what, 95% of the people now understand clearly that Kennedy was killed as a result of a conspiracy. And then I'd tell people, well, Nixon's a criminal. No, you're just a nut. Now everybody knows he's a criminal.
Yeah, several movies about the subject.
Exactly, you know. And then I tried to tell him Reagan's not all he's cut up to be. Apparently a very nice guy, but they shot him right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
And Bush took over.
And they forced Bush upon him. A lot of people don't understand that.
They don't understand that. And when he was campaigning in 1980, Ronald Reagan swore him down. He had never accept George Bush.
Asked him about the Trilateral Commission and his ties to that.
Oh, he was going to investigate all of that. It didn't happen. And people just lose sight of all this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, during the Bush years, Bush, George W., I'm trying to say, this is a bunch of Nazis. They're National Socialists masquerading as neocons. And people said, oh, no, you can't say that about our wonderful president, yada, yada, yada. And then they say, you're just saying that because you must be some kind of liberal Democrat. No, people that have been reading my stuff know that I was blasting the Clinton administration, okay? Because they were the ones actually kind of set us up for where we are now. And then the Bush administration pushed it right forward. And then what I've been trying to explain to people is that the moneyed and financial elites and interest are behind both of them, same people.
Same. Exactly.
And today I mentioned on the Alex Jones Show and read from the Council on Foreign Relations website where we now have Obama's national security advisor who now plainly stated in public in a public speech that he takes his daily orders from Dr. Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, for God's sake, whoever voted for him. And Kissinger's a Republican. So why is the national security advisor of a Democratic president taking orders from a Republican? I mean, people need to wake up and understand this is all window dressing. We need to identify the financial rulers and so that we can try to figure out how we can regain a little bit of sovereignty and autonomy here and freedom in this country, because otherwise they're going to keep running us from pillar to post. And when we start to figure out what's going on, then they pull some false flag operation, or they have some shooting spree, or they'll send somebody off their meds and get our minds off of it. You know, oh my God, look what happened.
Or they'll
today.
Go on Leno, you know?
Yeah, go on Leno. Well, see, that's it. That is the dumbed down culture that we are now cultivating. And there's a reason for this, Jason, because you never hear a national politician today refer to the Republic.
Yeah.
They don't talk about the Republic anymore because we're not a Republic anymore. Mm-hmm. All they can talk about is democracy. Democracy. Got to save democracy. Got to go overseas and fight for democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bring other people. Democracy. Well, go check the dictionary. What is democracy? Ruled by the majority.
Yeah.
In other words, a lynch mob.
Yeah. You know, and we don't even have that. I mean, let's be honest. If it was a lynch mob, you think people would be able to keep their homes and keep their jobs. I mean,
It's all rhetoric, man.
It's all disgusting rhetoric.
It's all rhetoric, but they control the masses because they control the mass media.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why they talk about democracy.
Yeah, they hype up Obama. I mean, that was over every news
network. Obama.
He's on Leno. It's the first time a sitting president is on the Late Show. Oh, my God. All right, let's keep taking calls because I got a full line of callers. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, you're on the air with Jim Mars.
Thanks for taking the call. Mr. Mars, I know you've done some great books, and I think for some reason, the choir doesn't know how to sing. And I think what we really need is a good manifesto of 10 things to do and 10 things not to do. And the title of it should be, Are You a Good German or Do You Want Your Country Back?
I love it. And, you know, interestingly enough, it sounds suspiciously close to what I'm kind of planning for a new book. So I'm not going to go into that much anymore, okay. But I think you're on the right track.
But the thing is this, see, we should have it adjusted to each individual demographic so that these 10 things to do and 10 things not to do are within your specific demographic. So we should break the whole culture down into city, suburban, rural, and also into the economic classes. So what you can do as parts of each economic class. And this way,
I don't think there's going to be that many economic classes in the next 6 months.
Well,
after this year, there's just going to be the haves and have-nots.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for the 100th monkey to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When we all kind of figure it out.
And well, I'm working on it.
Yeah, Leo, I thank you for the call, but I got to go to some other callers. All right.
One little thing.
All right, go for it.
I want this to be a universal thing. I want people like Salente, Chapman, a bunches of people to sign on to this, because more the merrier. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of getting together and signing on to a manifesto of 10 things to do and 10 things not to do. And I want something. I want it funny so that it can put up on the water cooler. Do you realize how damaging water cooler stuff is?
No, I hear you. Hey, Leo, I know you called in earlier in the week with that same idea. It's a good one. I hope that they can get together. What is the, before we go to the next caller, so you are working on a new project right now. Fourth Reich's been out for, what, about 6 to 12 months now, right?
Yeah, in fact, it's getting ready to come out in a paperback in June, so that'll even get it wider circulation.
Excellent, excellent.
But like Leo said, you know, you can't just always give them the bad news and tell them this is bad, bad, bad. You got to tell them, hey, here's what you could be doing.
Yeah.
You
know? No, I agree. Hey, you know what? This is an upbeat radio show. I know Alex gets a lot more excited than I do, but even though I'm going through these news like martial law, I do try to tell people, yeah, you know, if you live in that area, whether you're in Schenectady County or not, call the mayor's office.
Yeah.
You know, if you live in the Albany area, go to the Albany County meeting and say, you know what, we don't want this gun legislation. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Right. So, and then add a little code to that and say, if you pursue this, I'm going to work to the best of my ability to see that you're out of office.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's like, well, I guess I'm going to have to run against you then. You know, people start listening when you're thinking about taking their job. So, you know, again, that's why Campaigning for Liberty is targeted in this MIAC document. All right, let's go to Ken in New York. Ken, what's on your mind?
Yes, Jason and Mr. Mars, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Howdy.
Yes, I live in central New York, a few miles southwest of where Jason Burmis is from, actually, Prattsburg.
Okay.
What I'd like to comment on is, and I've only gone through about 97 pages of your book, Mr. Mars, thus far. It's kind of heavy reading for me. But I want to comment on what I'm seeing from Reuters right now regarding the White House garden. The White House has actually planted a garden, and I've seen reports of this H.R. 875 thing.
Yeah, the organic farming bill, the one he was talking about earlier, that they don't want you to even have a farm in your backyard to be able to, you know.
And what I see right now as of 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight is that the First Lady actually broke ground on a White House vegetable garden today, digging the plot on the mansion's south lawn to help provide her children and visitors with fresh, healthy food. And they're also going to have a beehive there, you know. So,
well, it's all for show for the newer, greener world. They want to. They want to look like they're helping the earth. They want to look like they're for the people.
So they can have a. They can have a garden, but I can't. Right?
That's now you're kind of getting to it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't agree with that, and
I don't either.
I'm going to be planting anyway. You know. So, you know.
Well, it sounds good to me, man.
Watch for the helicopters.
You know, the White House is our ground. Mm-hmm. Our ground.
Well, they've lost sight of the fact that they're supposed to be public servants. They're supposed to be serving us. We're not supposed to be serving them.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're just acting like authoritatives, and it is kind of like that psychology where, you know, the masses, the most people who don't have gardens, who have no incentive to have a garden, they're going to see Michelle Obama with the garden. They're going to be like, see, I can have a garden, and they're not going to realize that, no, you can't.
Then they'll be busted.
Yeah, exactly. then they're busted. Then they're in a database. It's absolutely ludicrous. Thank you for the call, Ken. All right, let's jump to Chris in Maryland. Chris, what's happening? Yes, sir, Chris. We got him or we drop him? Let's go to Zach in New York. Zach, what's up? Did we lose all the callers?
You're dropping like flies.
I guess. Either that or we lost the guy in Minnesota. All right, we'll wait for our next caller coming in. Never mind. Anyway. Anyway, so you got a new book coming. You said paperback in June.
Right.
How much longer do you think till new book? You usually take about 18 months, 2 years in between. Or is this going to be the big one?
This may take some time, yeah.
Really? Well, yours are always super thick, too. I mean,
that's because, again, I dot my I's and cross my T's and I double check my information. That's why people can, you know, I've been called a conspiracy theorist and blah, blah, blah. But except for that one instance where the guy said I got a date wrong, nobody has actually contradicted any of the information I've ever published.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they call me names and they say, oh, that's hogwash. And, you know, I don't believe that. But Jason, let me tell you something. I don't believe that is not a valid argument.
No, it's definitely not. You know? It's kind of a self-serving argument. Yeah, where it's I get to stay in my own little bubble.
I mean, you're welcome to believe any cockamamie thing you want to. But if you're going to say that's not right, then I'm the first one that wants to know, well, what's not right about it? Show me what's right, okay? And believe me, I pride myself on someone who I will say I'm wrong if I'm wrong. You know, if I said that this is what the National Security Advisor said, and then they come back and say, no, he did not say that, mm-hmm. okay, then and prove it to me, well, I'll be the first one to go, okay, folks, I'm sorry I was wrong about that, but I've never, never had to say that.
Which is a very impressive thing.
Because I check my facts.
All right, let's see if we got these guys. They're telling me they're there. All right, let's go to Zach first. Zach, are you there? All right, I guess, I don't know. I am saying that they were there. I guess we might be cut off somehow. I don't know. Whatever. We'll talk about something else for a minute. Now, Crossfire. That was used in the JFK film.
Right. That was one of the two books.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just totally impressive towards me because, you know, I had seen some of the Oliver Stone stuff, but not till JFK was I really like, wow, this guy's an amazing filmmaker. And it really, you know, I think it opened the door for, you know, the History Channel was kind of in its infancy. And it had The Men Who Killed Kennedy on after that. And that was really an eye-opener. You know, I mean, I think, what is that, a six-part, two-hour series? So it's like 12 hours long. Mm-hmm. And then I think they even ended up doing an addendum to that later on, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm into all this stuff. So it's just, how does that work? How does someone contact you? I mean, you obviously, I saw you put that book out in 89, and it was 92 that it actually hit the New York Times bestseller list.
Right.
So obviously, this is kind of an underground book.
Well, I was just kind of in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Stone had already decided he wanted to do something on the Kennedy assassination, and he had already decided that he was going to use Jim Garrison, the district attorney in New Orleans, as a central character. What he did not have was all the facts and information concerning the actual assassination itself.
Mm-hmm.
And my book came out in, I believe, November of 1989. And in January of 1990, like 2 months later, I'm contacted by Oliver Stone's people. And they say, are the movie rights available? And Oliver Stone would like to make a movie out of this. And I'm going, well, gee, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess that if we have to, okay, I guess we can do that.
That's right. We can do that. And then the next 2 years was quite a fascinating experience. I would go into Dallas to the Stoneley Hotel, and actually, after about the third version of the script, I would go through the script, but they made me read it in a little room, windowless room or something, you know, and I couldn't take it out, and I couldn't make copies, and I couldn't make notes.
Sworn to secrecy.
It was a total secrecy thing. And, but I would, say, no, I don't think this is right, or I think this is right, or this, that, and the other thing. And so I did quite have a lot of input into the thing. And also I was quite impressed because they didn't just take the information in my book and just run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Stone had a pretty full-blown research staff headed by a woman named Jane Rusconi and, quite a competent lady. And they went back and backtracked. And they went back and talked to some of the same witnesses I'd talked to. They looked at the same documents I'd looked at. They looked at, you know, followed my trail and came to the same conclusions I had come to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just such an impressive film. I mean, anytime you can keep an audience for 3.5 hours, you know, about a historical event especially.
Right.
And then make it into I remember being in high school when this thing was out. It was on the cover of Time magazine. He put it out, I think, right around the 25th anniversary. Was that was it the 25th or 30th anniversary? I think he put it out about one of those anniversaries.
Around the 25th.
I think it was around the 25th because I remember seeing all the covers, and the Zapruder tape was another big thing, and it was just perfect timing.
Yeah, right before the 25th anniversary, which
exactly
would have been 93.
Yeah, and exactly. Right. And when he put that out, it just really opened up. Not only my mind, but I think younger minds all across the board.
Right. Are you aware that he shot over 1,000 hours of film?
Is that true?
Yes, and then edited that down to whatever it is. It's not quite 3 hours, I think, but it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, or something.
I've seen some of the cutout scenes for sure, but not 1,000 hours worth.
1,000 hours. Well, that's why my wife and daughters are still a bit irked, because there was a whole scene we shot all day at Love Field in Dallas, and my daughters and my wife were actually as extras. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they dressed them up, put them in the 1960s hairstyles and clothes. And they were so excited, and that whole scene got cut from the movie.
Just no winning, right?
Yeah, just can't win.
Oh, man. All right, we got more callers. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason and Jim, great to speak with you. You know, Jason, I don't usually call in twice in a week, but I couldn't pass up an opportunity to speak to the great Jim Mars, you know.
I hear you.
I might be getting short, for all we know.
he looks great. He's going to be around another 25, 30 years easy.
Oh,
another 45, 50.
Yeah, if he'll just let us live to a natural death, we'll all be around a good while longer, right. Probably.
Thank you. I'm watching them chemtrailing me all the way to Austin today. I was all over Central Texas, man. I just cross hatches all over the sky.
They don't exist. Yeah. I don't know what
but
you're talking about.
But of course, I know they don't exist.
Look, I live on the very edge of the country here, right on the Oregon coast. And just the day before the inauguration, they do have them out here on a regular basis if there's no wind or clouds or foggy, rainy weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you get quite a show because they go over Eugene from Portland. They start at Portland, they go to Eugene, they go right by here on the way to Eugene, going from north to south. And they put on such a show the day before Obama was, I wrote it down in my notebook, I believe it was the day right before he was inaugurated. And they were really docent, and it was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
It's from global warming, man.
Yeah, you don't know how people can deny it, and it's
I know it all the time.
It's amazing, isn't it? All you have to do is look up, and they won't even do that.
Yeah,
I do have
like,
another question, Jason. About
right, we'll hold you over. Yeah, we'll hold you over on the other side. We've got Jim Mars with us, the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Let me see.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, are back with Jim Mars. The Fourth Reich is the latest book. We got one coming up hopefully soon. He's telling us it's going to take a little bit of time, but that one goes into paperback. And, of course, you know, Rule by Secrecy and Crossfire and others. I mean, how?
Above Top Secret.
Above Top Secret. How can I forget Above Top Secret?
20 of the top conspiracies right there, just each one encapsulated in one chapter. You can read it, you know, overnight. And
you know, I've always wanted to pick your brain about the Majesty 12 documents, too. I've read those, and those are like... that's like George Norrie stuff.
We could talk
about it forever, but I mean, those were just crazy documents.
Well, that's why you have to read The Rise of the Fourth Reich.
I'm taking it home tonight.
Before it was Majestic 12, it was Magic 12.
Yes, I've seen Magic
12. M-A-J-I-C, okay? Mm-hmm. The Nazis had a occult psychic program under the general heading of Magic, M-A-J-I-K.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, did we brought their rocket scientists and their mind control experts? You know, did we bring their psychics over here too?
As part of Paperclip, it's definitely plausible.
Sure.
Definitely plausible. All right, let's take that second question from Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Jim, I know that you've compiled a vast amount of knowledge, you know, over a good number of years. I follow Bob Chapman and Gerald Celente these days as far as, you know, good, accurate forecasting. They don't always agree. In one area they don't agree, as I remember it, is the area of when, you know, it's a matter of if or when, however you want to say it in polite company, but according to them, it's a matter of when they forecast there will actually be food riots / riots in the streets of America due to the economic deprivation that will increase as we go along here as people lose their jobs at the rate of, as it is now, 600,000 per month.
Right.
Gerald Celente looks at this summer. Bob Chapman looks at a year to 2 years down the line. Like, if you can, you know, and I'll sign off after I just ask you to please briefly describe what you feel in your gut and or you've derived from your knowledge and research and contacts, what the rest of this year is going to look like as far as significant disruptions in the lives of most or all of us. Chaos, in other words, you might say, in shades of chaos.
I sure would hate for it to see to go to chaos, but I really don't, you know, I don't see it getting any better anytime soon. Have you heard of the Baltic Index?
No, I haven't, Jim.
Okay, the Baltic Index is where they keep track of all of the shipping, food shipping around the world and the container ships and this, that, and the other thing. It's down 94%. Nothing's moving. Okay. And already there are some of the shelves on Target and Walmart that are getting a little thin. And, I don't know. I don't want to get to predicting. For one thing, I don't want a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you tell people that, you know, there's going to be a food shortage, then they all run out and buy up all the food, and there is a food shortage. So,
well, there is a lot of that, and it can very well be true because, as you may have heard, they're not planning much this year in this country because the commodity prices are so low.
That's right, and that's why I'm so upset with this food safety modernization bill that basically is going to make it illegal to grow your own food. I mean, what the heck is with that? That's the worst time in the world to tell us we can't grow food.
Trying to demonize people saying that they're the problem. You know, you're not going to be able to go through our pasteurization process, therefore your meat's going to be unsafe and your cheese and milk is going to be unsafe. Meanwhile, you know, the bird flu vaccination has two types of bird flu in it and a type of flu virus. I mean,
that's another thing. I'm glad you all are on that, by the way, Mark.
We're going to go to some other calls in a minute. Go ahead.
Just to put a capper on the comments to Mark, I don't want to be too gloom and doom, but it doesn't look good. I think we're going to be very fortunate if the U.S. dollar holds up till the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree there. And then, again, you know, you find them shipping out to 14 different countries this vaccination, this cure for the bird flu pandemic.
with the deadly avian flu in it. Thank goodness for those Czechs who decided to check on it.
Yeah, thank God they injected that ferret. We'll be back after this with Jim Mars, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're sitting here with Jim Mars. His most recent book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Really awesome cover. Did a bang-up job on it. Very, very attractive cover. This is the copy I'll be taking home with me tonight because I can't, after talking to you, I got to read the book. I mean, I absolutely have to. And if you haven't read, I mean, I've been reading Jim's stuff again since I was a kid. You know, I was a younger guy and I was in high school, and that's kind of where I came across your material, and whether it was, you know, short stuff that I would find really in college on the internet, because the internet wasn't really around much until I was in college. And just to see everything blow up, you know, basically because of the internet. I mean, now, you know, I type in Jim Mars, I probably get, you know, 2 or 3 million hits. And it's, you know, probably everything you've ever written ever, whether it be a PDF file of a book you've written or an article out there. It's just amazing how information is able to flow that quickly.
I know. Now I figure out why I'm not making money, because I go and make these talks and people videotape me and then they put it up on the internet and everybody gets all my information. So they say, I don't need to go buy his book.
Well, that's why we got to get you into a movie. I'm telling you, the movies.
That's right. Movies where it's at. That's true.
Movie is where, I mean, even with Jones, I mean, you look at the Obama deception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before we even had DVDs here. Okay, AOL picked up the story about it because it had been downloaded so many times. Politico wrote the – have you seen this Politico article about the Bilderberg Group yet?
Mm-mm.
I got to find it for you. It is a 4-page article about the Bilderberg Group that's not snarky. It does use the term conspiracy a couple times, but it's actually fair. It names names, points out that they've been in administrations for the past 40 years, cites InfoWars and Prison Planet, I think 4 to 5 different times.
It's the information revolution.
Yeah, you know, it's
all our consciousness is rising, okay? And frankly, I think we're in a foot race. You know, we're trying to see who's going to get there first. They're either going to take us over total control, martial law, Big Brother, Orwellian type anthill society, or we're all going to start waking up and taking charge of our own lives and see a whole rebirth of freedom and individual sovereignty.
That would be amazing, and I hope that we do see that, because I would really love to see that, where people start thinking again and it's not all about their iPhone or their favorite sports team.
Well, when you get down to it, Jason, there's more of us than there are of them. All we have to do is just wake up and regain our freedoms.
I'm with you. All right, let's keep taking callers. Let's go to Reese. Reese, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. It's good talking to you. Nice job on the show, Jason. And I'm about halfway through The Fourth Reich. It's great. It's a great book. My question tonight was what your take is on the drug war, how it's being perpetrated, and who's behind it.
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you something. Hey, everybody that's listening, here's a news flash, okay? You can rest easy in your beds tonight because the economy's collapsing. Russia and China are on the ascendancy. We're still mired in Iraq. There's still school shootings. But by golly, according to the latest FBI statistics as of the first of this year, marijuana arrests are at an all-time high.
Woo!
No pun intended. Okay, now, is this insane or what? And the reason I bring this is especially insane because all afternoon we've been talking about this Food Safety Modernization Act, and one of the arguments they're using about not being able to grow your own garden is that people might grow pot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And of course, you know, and I'm not necessarily, well, this is, they've got it so strangled now, you can't say I'm pro-drug, you can't say I'm anti-drug, you know, you can't even talk about it sensibly because of the insanity that's gone on in the drug wars.
Yeah, you start saying you don't like their policy and you're some kind of drug head and you're an
addict.
Yeah,
there are people who have drug problems, but at that point, that's a health problem. What we need to do is get the criminality out of it, okay?
Exactly, exactly. We'll be back after this with Jim Mars, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
We are back with Jim Mars, it's the Info Warrior, and we were just finishing up on the drug war, Jim.
Oh, we could go all night on the drug war. The drug war is where they got the foot in the door by bypassing the Posse Comitatus Act. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, years ago, they said, oh, well, we got to stop the drugs. And so we're going to bring the Navy in and the Coast Guard and then have the Army get in and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, of course, everybody was had been so stampeded over the fear of drugs. And let me tell you, folks, if you think we have a drug problem, you're right. But it's not the illegal drug problem. We have a legal drug problem that's out of hand. Half the country is on some sort of antidepressant or some kind of, you know, downer. Then they can't even make it through the day without popping some pills. And in fact, these school shootings and these teen suicides that has everybody so concerned. In my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, I point out that virtually every single one of these shooters and these teen suicides involve kids who have been put on psychotropic drugs.
Yeah, reuptake inhibitors.
Exactly. For example, here's a clincher. Prozac, which is one of the most abused of the prescription drugs as an antidepressant, is its technical name is fluoxetine, and it's 94% fluoride.
Oh, my God.
Now, think about this, Jason. If you want Prozac with its 94% fluoride that will dull you down to where, oh, I'm not depressed anymore.
Yeah.
Then you have to go to a doctor, and he has to sign a prescription, right?
Yeah.
And yet, right here in Austin, Texas, I'm sure their water is fluoridated, which means you've got undocumented, uncredentialed city workers dumping fluoride into your drinking water.
Yeah, it's
and then
nuts.
We wonder why people are dumbed down.
I don't wonder. All right, let's keep taking calls. Let's go to Zach in New York. Zach, what's up?
Hey, Jason. Just want to say, you know, damn you for waking me up. And
I understand the caller. It's uncomfortable. David, let me sleep.
Exactly. Sometimes I just want to go back to bed, but, you know, I can't resist. But, Jim Mars, you know, I've been reading your stuff forever. I was in second grade when Kennedy was shot.
Hey, you guys are making me feel really old here.
Well, I hear you, but you know, I enjoyed reading. I was just curious on the on your book, Ruled by Secrecy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reptilian thing, is that what is the deal there?
This is $1 million question. I get this
right.
All the time.
That's right. Well, let me answer you this way. What is the deal there? I don't think anybody knows for sure, but there is just tantalizing things all through history. You know, we do know that we have reptilian DNA in our brain cells.
Our
brains, we know that. And then we know that there's a cultural species type underlying ground fear of snakes and things, reptilian. Where did that come from? You know, even you go back to the Bible, you got the snake in the Garden of Eden. I don't know. There's something going on there. I'd be the last one to try to say outright. I know I get a lot of people ask me what I think about David Icke, you know.
Who
is always heavy into this reptilian thing. And I'll tell you what I tell them. I say, well, I've had enough background in public relations and advertising that I don't think I'm going to win more friends and influence more people by publicly calling the Queen Mother of England a 200-year-old reptilian cannibal.
Yeah.
Okay? But having said that, I'm not prepared to say he's definitively that he's wrong. So I think that this is something that's in my file. You know, I go, huh.
I always encourage people, you know, I say it like this, read everything, digest everything, you know, take everything with a grain of salt.
Everything.
I mean, listen, first of all, we're human beings.
Right.
The very definition of being human is you're going to make mistakes.
Right.
The minute I stop making mistakes is the minute I forgo being a human and I'm some kind of godlike creature. It's not going to happen. It's not in our DNA. So obviously we're going to make mistakes. And I mean, being human beings, it's proven throughout history. We just can't comprehend certain things until it's in the general populace. And, you know, we can all learn it. I mean, again,
that's
you
really
wrote 200 years ago. Yeah. I mean, how do we know? Go ahead.
We just have to, you can write as many books as you want and do whatever, but we're all just, you know, reaching out. We don't have any, we really don't know. And that's what really
I don't know.
Don't know about a lot of things, my friend. I mean, there are some big, big questions in the universe. The 2012 documentary, interesting as hell, but they can't all be right. You know what I'm saying? Well, By the way, I thank you for the call.
Guys, that's why I got in the first place. I simply have this burning curiosity. I want to know what's going on. What's really going on? Mm-hmm. You know, who's the little guy behind the green curtain? You know?
Yeah.
I just want to know. I'm not making any judgment. I'm not saying I'm for it, against it, or anything else. Although, the way things are going now, it's more and more making me say, wait a minute, this can't be right, because I was brought up in the old Republic, you know, when we were actually kind of free. But I just wanted to know what was going on. And, you know, you're right. The more you know, the less you know.
Yeah, no, it's exactly. There's always another rabbit hole to dig down into. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm kind of like the caller. I kind of like say, geez, I think I'll just go back to bed.
Those are, you know, that's way back in the past for me. I mean, I used to think that way with only when I really woke up to 9/11. I think that was, you know, being in New York and, you know, really buying into the propaganda and then just the reality of knowing people that lost people on that day and being, you know, that close. I think that was really just a spur to me. And at first it was like, yeah, I'm waking up with cold sweats at night. I don't want to know this information. But once you overcome that, I mean, how can you go back?
You can't. Yeah. That's the whole thing. In fact, I try to warn people who say, oh, I want to learn more. I want to learn more. I say, listen, when you start down that path to truth, I said, I can tell you this, you can always stop, but you can never go back, because once you know something, you can't unlearn it, okay? And let me tell you something about 9/11 and the Kennedy assassination. See, the Kennedy assassination was kind of that thing for me, because it happened in my backyard.
Yeah.
And it happened, and there were people there that I knew, and in Dignity Plaza, and then in my course as a newsman, I talked to people involved, the cops and the city officials and blah, blah, blah. You know, I was good friends with Jim Wright, and who was in the motorcade, and I worked with newsmen who actually worked on the case. You know, I met Jack Ruby prior to the assassination. I knew who was running Dallas, and I knew what the politics were, and yet I wasn't directly involved in it because I was just a young college guy. But let me tell you something. Right after, about 15 years after the Kennedy assassination, it was just considered impolite to even discuss it in company, in good company, okay? And we're going through that same period right now with 9/11.
Yeah.
Most people, I don't want to talk about that, and let's don't discuss that. You know, it's really terrible, because now, and this is the people who are behind these events, this plays right into their hands, because what happens is then 15, 20 years later, then younger people come along, they don't have the emotional attachment to it, so they go, well, let's look at this. Oh, holy cow, look at this. It was an inside job. There was more than one gunman. Something's going on here. But by then, everybody goes, oh, that's on news. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, here we are 42 years after the Kennedy assassination, and I tell people, hey, Kennedy was killed. It's a big conspiracy, okay? And it was covered up at the level of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing I've been trying to tell people since the late 60s. But then I was a nut, and everybody goes, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But what gets done about it? Nothing.
Well, at least to the church committees, you know, to their, I don't even know how to say it. I can't even give them props for it, because they didn't follow up with any of it. They had their little house assassination. They said, okay, you know, Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King were killed by conspiracy, but whoops, it doesn't look like we could do anything about it, and we can't pursue it further. But at least they copped to it.
Well, they did. They did. In fact, see, a lot of people don't understand that. The last official word of the federal government of the United States in regards to the Kennedy assassination is that there was a second gunman, according to scientific evidence, plus other evidence, that was shooting at him from the infamous grassy knoll.
Yeah, the acoustics and whatnot.
Exactly. And that he was killed probably as a result of a conspiracy. But we're out of time and money, and we don't know who that guy was, and he probably missed. So it's still Lee Harvey Oswald with three shots from the scuba depository. I mean, it's really nuts. And then people, but the media, see, the media is what, that's my boogaboo, because I come from the media. I worked in the establishment media. Mm-hmm. And they have totally dropped the ball. And it's not entirely their fault, okay? They have been bought up. Everything we see in here now comes filtered through one of about six multinational corporations that are many of their ownerships not even Americans, and they control everything we see in here. And I'm not just talking about news; I'm talking about
movies,
magazines,
everything.
Billboards.
The movies are
cable,
like
satellite.
Out of control at this point. I mean, Batman, where we got this whole police state grid, and he basically at the end, I don't know if you saw the latest Batman, but he takes the cell phones and he triangulates them to get a full spectrum picture of the entire city and everybody else. And they even give the warning line. You know what I mean? Like, Alfred's, or the Morgan Freeman character's like, oh, nobody should have this much power except for the Dark Knight. He's, because he's the good guy and he's here to protect you.
He blows it up or something.
Yeah,
he destroys it.
God.
But what they're trying to tell you folks is that the technology is out there. If you have a cell phone and you know that your cell phone is sending a signal to a satellite or a cell phone tower and that it can send a signal back, that means they can listen to you. They can track you anywhere. And this is known technology.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Okay?
I point out to other people.
Be thinking about what they're not telling you about, which is probably 20 years ahead of this.
Yeah, I forgot to give this to Jones, but he's going to want this story. In the UK, they now have put trackers, GPS trackers, on 20 different patients with dementia, and they're trying it out as a new program. But I often just tell people, look, go to eBay, type in microchip, implantable, and pet. And for literally $9.99 plus $3 shipping, they will send you one. You can do it yourself. You have the kit. And then for an additional $6 a month, you can track yourself.
And what's it going to take to add a small explosive charge so if they don't like where you're going, they flip a switch and your head blows off?
Well, that's nanotech. They can do that now.
They can do
it. All right, we'll be back with the final segment with Jim Mars and your calls. The Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, they point the cannon at you.
All right, folks, final segment with Jim Mars. We got like 5 callers on the line. We'll see if we can get through all 5 in this very short segment. All right, let's go to Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason, what's on your mind? Hello? Jason, are you there? Yes, sir.
This is James.
Okay, James.
Yeah, Jim, I have a question for you. Since our founding fathers were Freemasons and such, and high-level Masons do these occult rituals and things, were our founding fathers into that type of thing?
Probably not, and because you yourself said it's just some of the higher leaders, some of the inner core leadership that are closely tied to European Freemasonry. They may have some of the secrets, and they may be heading off into some of those occult areas. My father was a Mason, a Shriner, and I can guarantee you he didn't go to satanic, you know, rituals.
What about Benjamin Franklin? The case has been made that they exhumed that house out in England. They found all those bodies. He was
member
of the Hellfire Club.
Yeah,
maybe him.
Benjamin Franklin's another case. Again, he was over there in the Hellfire Club.
Yeah, Hellfire Club. And, he was in Europe back
and forth. Europe, and he was tied in those European
The case can be made for Franklin.
There could be a handful, but, you know, as far as the Freemasonry in America, first off, you know, it got really gutted during the mid-1800s after the
Anti-Mason Party and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And it took them a long time to build up. And after they built up, I think today the rank-and-file Masons are good, decent people. And
you got one out there, right there.
There you go.
All right. Hey, Jason, I got to jump because I got other callers. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Bob in Colorado. Bob, what's on your mind? Bob, we got you? Truman in California. Truman, are you there?
Truman in California. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Big fan of the new show. Really appreciate everything.
Thank you.
Just 2 quick points. Number one, I work in the medical marijuana industry out here in California, and I'm very proud of the progress that we made. I just want to make a quick point to this. That it seems like every time we make positive advances forward, it seems like it's an information grab for DEA, FBI, CIA, and other communities, including the Department of Motor Vehicles, because they started recently suspending driver's licenses of people who actually went and listed themselves as users of medical marijuana.
Well, the federal government is willing to come after you guys, even though you have state legislation that says, hey, we're allowed to do this. There's a great movie out there called Super Jaime, which is kind of in the backdrop. The federales come in and shut down all these legal shops. Jim.
Well, I watched all that, and, you know, the people in California, and congratulations, caller, you guys really did a good job. And the voters, the people, said, we want medicinal marijuana.
True democracy.
Okay, that's democracy. And then I remember this happened. About the 1st of June, the federal government said, well, the people have spoken, and, you know, the news media is asking them, are you going to go after them? And they're going, well, the people have spoken. And less than a month later, they were raiding the medical marijuana clinics. It's insane. It makes a joke and a mockery out of freedom and democracy.
The holders actually flip-flopped his position several times. They're on the front page of yesterday's paper. It said, oh, no, we're not going to go in and raid these dispensaries unless they're breaking state and federal law.
Well, there you go. The federal law is what, you know, well, here's what you've got to do. What you've got to do, now you guys got to work with the state legislature that says if there's an issue voted on by the people of California, any federal law, directive, or policy is null and void, and we've got to regain control over our local communities and our local states.
Absolutely. Truman, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Steve in Texas. Steve, what's on your mind? Yes, Steve. Did we drop Steve? Bob? No?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
All right. Here. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, Jim. I just got on watching your interview today with Alex. I was going to ask you that little detail you dropped about the document you got from the CFR website about, I think it was Bush Sr. getting a Henry Kissinger Award on that lake.
No, that came from Fox News. That was on the mainstream media. They had a big thing honoring George Herbert Walker Bush. They said he was the man most responsible for the reunification of Germany. So apparently did more for Germany than he did for the United States. But the thing that really got my attention was this award was at the American Academy, and it was on the shores of the Wannsee Lake. And, of course, the Wannsee is where they had the Wannsee Conference of 1942, where they the Nazis decided on their final solution, the extermination of the Jews and the homosexuals and the intellectuals in the concentration camps.
And the communists and the gypsies and
everybody
else.
Homosexuals, everybody else, yeah. So I don't think it was just coincidence that this thing was on the Wannsee.
Jim Mars, what an incredible 90 minutes. I want to thank you so much for doing the show. Alex wanted me to spray you with some of this some of this spray right
deodorant?
Here. No, it's actually, you know, you're a terrorist compared to this, so. It's empty. It's compressed air, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
That's the Missouri.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Take care, Jim. What a great, great interview. Really, dreams do come true, folks. You get to talk to some people that are just incredible and have an impact on your life, you know, before you meet them. It's just it was really a great honor to have Jim Mars in here for a full 90 minutes. I hope all the callers out there enjoyed getting to ask their questions as well. I'm going to keep going to callers, but I do want to go to some of this news. Now, Matt DeBay, who writes for the Rolling Stone, me and him had a verbal exchange, an email exchange about 9/11. He's very pompous to 9/11 truthers, very arrogant. But even he is now admitting that this economic collapse is being engineered as a huge power grab. He's calling it the big takeover. Now, this is, 14 pages long? 13 pages long. Extensive. I mean, long, small print. I just want to read you a couple things out of it. As AIG admitted to having just posted the largest quarterly loss, some $61.7 billion, $27 million every hour, that's $465,000 a minute, and a yearly income of a median American household every 6 seconds, roughly $7,750 a second. And then he goes on to say, people are pissed off about this financial crisis and about the bailout, but they're not pissed off enough. The reality is that the worldwide economic meltdown and bailout that followed were together a kind of revolution, a coup d'etat. They cemented and formalized a political trend that has been snowballing for decades. The gradual takeover of the government by a small class of connected insiders who use money to control elections, buy influence, and systematically weaken financial regulations. So now, apparently, a shadowy elite does exist, but they just didn't pull off 9/11. You know, I'm going to actually write him and say, you know, this is a pretty impressive article, but I don't see how you can't get around to, you know, one of their main modus operandi, which is false flag terror attacks, whether they be in the United States or outside of the United States. So this is just an incredible article. You know, I hope people go check that out. Another article I wanted to go over, Scandal puts focus on how CIA polices itself. Basically goes over this one CIA agent who made his career in the sex trade, basically would take in clientele, people he was trying to coerce. He would buy them prostitutes. Sometimes he would drug these prostitutes. It, you know, all sorts of corrupt behavior would come to light. And let me read you a quote from Tyler Drumheller, who oversaw hundreds of officers as chief of the agency's European division. This is the CIA's European division. You have an organization of professional liars. Some people will try to take advantage of the system, and it's a system that can be taken advantage of. This is a separate article, actually, guys. This is the MSNBC article. This is Scandal puts focus on how CIA polices itself. So the head of the European division of the CIA says you have an organization of professional liars. Yes, that is correct. That's what the CIA is. A group of professional liars. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to, what do we got? Steve in New York. Steve, what's up? Yes, Steve.
Yes, are you there, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to talk about the South Park episode the other night. It was totally like, I think it was a Watchmen.
The Batman ripoff?
Yeah, the coon, he was the coon.
Yes, he was the coon.
He was the coon, and at the end he said he was about to blow up the hospital, Cartman was. And he said, sometimes it's got to be done for the greater good.
Yes.
And at the end, he said that. And it was funny. Another point, really, Jason, quick. I'll just say, I watched on the History Channel, it's called HISI, out here on Long Island, and they did a whole story about the Rothschilds, an hour mm-hmm. and a half special. And Nathan Rothschild, they portrayed him as a hero.
Oh,
total
of course.
Hero. Total
he
hero.
He probably paid for it.
Total hero. He said, as the Rothschilds bore the thing, they never swindled everybody, and it was great, and he never betrayed his word to any of the leaders that he took their money from, and he saved the British army from Napoleon. It was totally awesome. You gotta, I don't know if you can find it, but it's like a month old.
What's it called?
It was it's called the Rothschild Special. It's HISI on the History Channel. It's a separate division of the History Channel.
No, it's History Channel International. They play it all across the world.
Yeah, that's what it was. But Mike, that was I watched Terror Storm, so it was totally crazy like to watch that. And you have all these scholars saying how the Rothschilds were so great, and they never cheated anybody. He took the Admiral Silver and invested it, and he was so honest and never cheated anybody.
Well, they're our masters, sir. We should bow down before them and grovel because they're, let's face it, we are scum and they are gods. I thank you for the call, my friend. Let's jump to Ron in Colorado. Ron, what's up?
Well, hi, Jason. How are you doing?
Good.
We've talked before. I'm from Colorado with the families of the dead and injured at Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
We've discovered that this has turned into somewhat of a Franklin cover-up nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Attorney General Salazar, who became our Interior Secretary, had this all over him.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned that this information about Columbine has been somewhat like a tar baby.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we've got the tar baby all over Obama. There was a meeting that turned secret. Less than a week before his visit to sign the stimulus bill.
Okay.
And this, you can prove it because you can Google all over and try to find out the 10 years after lessons learned meeting. It was a large meeting with the people spilling out the doors. And there is no information other than just one Channel 9 news blip.
Uh-huh.
And then it was a blackout meeting.
Now, well, did Obama go to this meeting? Is that what you're telling me?
He shows up just like clockwork. He shows up with Air Force One and Two.
Okay.
He meets with Salazar. Salazar came in on his plane. They all go back into the museum, and he and Ritter, who's involved, and Salazar and Biden are talking, a few others, and they come out and do the canned speeches.
Uh-huh.
Well, Biden made a slip. He criticized Salazar because he said, hey, guess what, Ken? You came in on the big plane. You're going to go out on the little one.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I was blogging like heck on the Channel 9 blog saying we need this information to be gotten to Salazar. The families of the dead and injured Columbine need to get this information to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the news crew, the same ones that were at the blackout meeting, were standing by at the airplane when they were boarding.
Well, it's a corporate-controlled media, man. I mean, we obviously know that they're in bed together. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to, what do we got next? Let's go to Mac in New York. And you know what? Before we go to Mac, guys, can we pull up? I want to play this, this clip that, let's play the Schenectady, martial law clip because we haven't focused on that. And then we'll go to Mac. We'll go to Steve and others. It's 866-582-9933. I don't know how this hasn't garnered national media attention yet, but it really needs to. If they declare martial law in Schenectady, folks, I mean, it's bad news, Brown. Let's go to the clip. No audio? Oh, they got audio issues out there. That's all right. Just hold on 1 second. And again, this is a nexus point by making everybody in Albany the place where, you know, there would be an insurgency. There would be an uproar. They're going to make, you know, ammunition tracked so they know who has the guns. They know who has the ammunition. All right, let's play the clip. Still no audio, guys? All right, that's okay. Well, listen, we'll go to Mac in New York right now, and then we'll go back to that. Go ahead, Mac.
I disagree with your views on 9/11.
Okay. You want to talk about a specific view, or?
Controlled demolition.
Controlled demolition, and your reason being?
Basically, my friend just disagrees with everything. He's all over the official stories, drinking the Kool-Aid, man. What can you say to him?
Really? Okay, so this is kind of one of those calls where I've got two people, one person who believes and one who doesn't?
I know everything, man. I watch your films. I watch Fable Enemies, Loose Change.
Okay, so, all right. Here's the basic thing that you can check out, and, you know, don't just believe me. Look into it for yourself. See if it makes sense. Now, the official version first was a pancake collapse. They said, structurally, it was weak in the middle. Actually, they said before it was weak in the middle, they said it melted. Now, this is the first official version. This is before they did any reports. They said it was so hot, the steel melted, then it had this pancake effect. Okay, now obviously there was no pancakes. The thing didn't go floor by floor, so they had to change it. From there, they said, well, it wasn't hot enough, and it wouldn't have never been hot enough for the steel to actually melt, because that would have taken 27 to 2800 degree Fahrenheit fires, and that's impossible from a jet fuel fire. The max you're going to get out of that is 1800 degrees, even with, you know, whatever furniture or anything in the building. So let's say it was 1800 degrees. Now, the reason that we know it wasn't 1800 degrees in the middle of the building where the impacts occurred is because we have the radio records from the fire department. Okay, and the fire department is in the impact hole, the 72nd to 77th floor, and they're radioing down to each other saying that they can knock it down with 1 to 2 hand lines. Now, as a human being, you can't stand in 1800 degree temperatures. You can't stand in 900 degree temperatures. You can't stand in 600 degree temperatures. So the temperature on those floors where these, you know, supposed quote unquote collapses happened, could not have been 1800 degrees and weak in the steel. It's just totally and completely impossible. Now, on the other end of that, there were other portions, about 5 to 10 minutes before, I believe it was the second tower that fell. You can see molten metal falling from a corner of the tower. Now, this molten metal travels down, you know, 20 to 30 floors where it almost looks like a foundry. You can definitely see it dissipating. You can see it's ultra hot. You can see by its color that it's not aluminum from the plane. It's not a silvery color. In fact, you know, when you talk to scientists and they look at it, they say it's either molten iron or molten steel or a combination of both. We'll go to that clip afterwards. I'm getting stuff from my producer. So you have molten metal pouring out. That would be impossible on the one hand. Okay, because, again, molten metal could not be achieved by the fire caused by the plane. And then on the other hand, you have people very close to that molten metal where it couldn't be 600 degrees. It couldn't be 400 degrees, maybe like 200 or 300 degrees, small fires. Okay, and then literally moments after they radio down, the building implodes on itself in free fall speed. Now, they then make the mistake of saying that there are temperatures of 2,000 to 2,700 degrees under the pile and that they found molten metal. And this isn't me talking. This is Ken Holden of FEMA and others. This was even before the 9/11 commission. This was before the FEMA hearings that were on C-SPAN, talking about how they saw molten metal dripping from Building 6. So, you know, despite whether you believe, you know, people could have planted explosives, that's the evidence. It would have taken some kind of an incendiary device other than a plane to create these patches of molten metal, which you can see on the NASA photography, which were admitted to by Giuliani and Pataki, FEMA officials all over. And I think are even more highly illustrated by the World Trade Center cross. Are you familiar with the World Trade Center cross?
What's that?
Basically, the World Trade Center cross is something they found when they were digging up rubble. They were still looking for survivors, right? And it was two pieces of these huge multi-ton steel beams that had merged together from the heat. And wow. When they found them, yeah, when they found it, just type in the World Trade Center cross, it merged together in the heat and formed a new object. So in order for that to happen, both pieces of metal have to moltenize, and then they have to come together. And you just type in WTC cross and you'll see it. So there is just so much evidence that there was something else going on at the World Trade Center. And that doesn't even include the hundreds of witnesses that talked about secondary explosions, the people that I've interviewed that talked about explosions in the basement level before the first plane even hit, the people in the lobby that were blown up trying to leave the building before the two towers collapsed, but after the plane had struck, talking about secondary explosions. Look, man, I don't know if you've seen the flicks. I would suggest the first thing to watch is Fabled Enemies, because it doesn't really go into controlled demolition much. It really just lays out, you know, who plays a role in what. Because when you hear, you know, 9/11 was an inside job or the government did it, that's not the real picture. You know, it gets more flushed out with Fabled Enemies when you see that this is an international intelligence organization. And it's a small group of people in the United States. It's a small group of people in Israel. It's a small group of people in Pakistan that all have compartmentalized roles. And they don't really know the large picture. There's only a few guys that see the top of that pyramid. So, you know, check out my films for free. They're all online. I appreciate the call, man. I hope that I've at least sparked your interest to at least check out the material. Have I?
Well, I'm the one who believes this. I don't know.
All right. Well, hopefully you get your buddies to check out some of the material, try to make those kind of arguments, and really just go down the line. So I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to Steve in Texas. Steve, what's popping?
Yeah, hey, Jason. You know, it's funny what you were just talking about. And before I get to why I call, which is this issue of Schenectady and martial law, I just want to say I used to be in the Air Force, and my field was liquid fuels maintenance. And, you know, jet fuel, from what I remember, doesn't burn any hotter than maybe 1,800 degrees. I think it's closer to 1,300.
Yeah, 1,800 is the tops in, like, a non-oxygen or an oxygen-rich environment or whatever.
Right, and the thing is, like Jesse Ventura pointed out, it's basically kerosene. So if it got hot enough to do what they said it did, then why don't our space heaters melt when they're on with kerosene in them? You know?
Yeah, it's absolutely ludicrous, man.
Right. And so, you know, this is something, you know, people just don't think. They just go on with what they've heard without checking it out. I just wanted to say, you know, I was talking to a lady today and telling her about your films, and I said, as far as I'm concerned, Fabled Enemies and Loose Change is what I call the 1-2 punch. They are the most definitive documentaries in exposing what 9/11 is all about, and I really appreciate all the work that you put into that, and I constantly tell people to check those out because, I mean, to me, it's an open and shut case once you've seen both those videos.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. As far as Schenectady, now, you know, it's funny because, you know, I was thinking about something, you know, this is something I haven't heard. Alex, he was talking about this, of course, today, and he interviewed you. And I hope you guys will follow up on this if you haven't already looked into this already. You know, look back at the guy a couple callers ago was talking about Columbine. Now, from what we know now, that was basically a psyops operation. You know, that wasn't just these two kids that were into Satanism. That was a whole CIA-run operation, black ops.
It sure looks dirty.
Yeah, and so the point I'm making is this. You know, Ordo Ab Kael, out of chaos, create order. My suspicion with this thing in Schenectady, yeah, there's problems with the police, but let's look at the root cause, and you guys are bringing this out big time. They're militarizing the police, they're brainwashing law enforcement all over the United States to brutalize the citizenry. So I just have a suspicion that this corruption in the Schenectady police force, rather than just being a kind of, you know, mafia-type operation that Alex was in, I think the government's behind it causing this.
Absolutely.
Crisis.
Listen, let's just put it out there. This mayor, Stratton, was one of 40 mayors to go and meet with Obama personally about the economic stimulus plan. They met about more than the economic stimulus plan. When you're one of 40 mayors throughout the country, folks, there's 50 states. He didn't meet with 50 governors. You know what I'm saying? He met with people to feel them out and see where they could beta test some of these programs. I thank you for the call, Steve. We'll be back after this. We're going to play the news clip out of Schenectady, New York. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home.
The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps.
I'm a little Tucker Thomas over here. I know it's 11 p.m. and I know it's a Friday night, but my hair looks terrible. My eyes are falling asleep. I got Jaron out there with his jackassery telling me about BitTorrents and processor speeds. He doesn't know what either of them are at all. He knows the word. He can't spell them. All right, we're going to continue to take your calls into the next hour. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. If you like the little show, I have a little blog. On top of that, you can become an affiliate. We'd love to have you. If you got a micro AM or FM, please put me on it, you know. Post the video shows. We've been having, this week we had two great in-studio guests. We had Amy Allen on, and we just had Jim Mars. Both kick harness. So let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Alfred in Texas, and then we're going to play that Schenectady clip in the beginning of the next hour. Go ahead, Alfred.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
The Obama deception, I just want to say I've been plugging it constantly, and I think I've even got, I go to UTSA, and here in San Antonio, I think I even got my history teacher to, you know, wake up maybe. She said she was going to check it out.
Cool.
And besides that, I know you obviously listen to Immortal Technique because you play stuff on the radio.
Yep.
And you had Amy Allen on recently. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you've heard of Roy Shivers.
Yeah, you know what? I actually met him before. Well, I guess he was kind of Roy Shivers then. He did, what's his real name?
He was at PNAC, Daniel Abramson.
Daniel Abramson, that's his name. Yeah, Daniel Abramson was really a nice guy. I went on his radio program a couple times, False Flag Radio, and then he kind of disappeared for a while, but also kind of went nuts, and everybody, I was a Mossad agent for a time being, or, you know, I was controlled or this and that, but I thought he was pretty talented.
Yeah, I was just trying to get your take on it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll tell you, the first time I saw him, I met him, I believe, the first time was at the 5th anniversary of 9/11. That's actually the first time I met Jim Mars as well. Same day I met both of them, so it's interesting you bring that up. And
collective unconscious.
Yeah, just weirdness, right? And so he was with his girlfriend, I remember that, and, you know, he was telling me he did this and that, and I was like, cool, man, you know. If I can help you in any way, I will. And we're exchanging emails back and forth. And then he kind of made a relationship with Webster Tarpley, and we chatted a lot, actually. You know, like I said, I did his radio program, and then I was kind of taken aback because I didn't even know that I was being attacked by him until, you know, someone sent me something on MySpace or something like, answer this, you need to answer for this. And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm trying to answer for. And I listened to it, and I was just like, well, geez, that's really unfortunate that he feels that way. I mean, that was also back in the day that everybody was saying that I was covering up Israel's role in 9/11 because we didn't put it into loose change. But again,
yeah,
loose change.
He's been giving out like a lot of good information, like with False Flag News and stuff, and then and then I heard he attacked 9/11 truthers and stuff, and I just didn't understand it. And he had a video posted of him doing an impression of Alex around the same time he was getting like people were saying he's like bashing 9/11 truthers or whatever. So like, but it seemed like just a joke, like the impression of Alex, like it just seemed like a funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Hey man, I wish, you know, some people seem to go, some people, yeah, seem to go crazy, and I don't know why, man. You know, can't we all just get along?
Really informational and good too. Like, yeah. Y'all should try and get a couple of his tracks. Like, he had an awesome Ron Paul track, not to diss Amy Allen or anything, but I thought it was even a better one than hers. Like,
I think I do remember his Ron Paul.
2008.
Yeah, no, you know, he had some talent. I thank for the call, man. I wish that everything couldn't be so cutthroat and so out to get you, and you're a reptile person, and, you know, Burmese in secret yarmulke photo at Yom Kippur. I mean, you know, I remember the rumor out there, the billionaire Simon family, funds lose change. Really? I mean, no rings on my fingers. I'm wearing a piece of metal around my neck. It's not worth anything. I mean, I don't have any money. All right, we'll come back, and we'll come back with that Schenectady report. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the drink flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. I've been wanting to play this clip. This is martial law in Schenectady.
Officers getting in trouble all at the same time for all these different reasons.
Five Schenectady police officers recently accused of everything from drunk driving to beating up a man, leading city officials to look at taking drastic action to fix a department tainted by the few who may have acted illegally, like Darren Lawrence and Michael Brown, accused of driving while intoxicated.
And those two officers, we're definitely going to be seeking termination. And we're not ruling it out with any of the other officers who are out there.
Police Chief Mark Scherz told us you basically have to fire yourself, essentially $1 million fine and lost benefits over a lifetime. Still,
we believe that there are five officers now who could face possible termination.
But it's not just the threat of termination. Mayor Brian Stratton told us he's looking at all options, including disbanding the police department, basically starting over.
That's something that we're certainly looking into. I think that the public has had it up to here.
Currently, officials are reviewing all the legal options, planning to present a full report in early April. Options like a consolidated countywide police force or bringing in the state police.
The mayor says there is another option, and that would be declaring martial law. The governor would have to declare it, and then the National Guard would come in. The mayor says it's more for a transition to a county police force if that were to happen.
And it could well be that as a stopgap measure that you would need You would need military forces. You would need state police. You would need National Guard.
Stratton says the temporary measure would last until the new police force took over. Schenectady's Corporation Counsel John Van Norden said, quote, if you abolish the police department, you still have a need, not an obligation, but a need to police the community. You would need something in transition. Declaring martial law would be one way to bridge the gap.
That's a contrived scenario, but it's not one that is beyond the realm of possibility if we end up, in fact, going that particular route.
When I think of martial law, I think of rioting, I think of watch rights and things like that. I haven't seen anything that would rise to that level again. I was a little surprised to hear that.
But whether the National Guard needs to be called in or not, we'll take a more in-depth look on Thursday at the countywide and state police options as officials try to deal with an unprecedented situation in unprecedented ways.
Well, there you go. I mean, give me a break. Unprecedented situation. Unprecedented ways. Listen, it's not an unprecedented situation to have corrupt police officers. It's actually a pretty average situation. A pretty normal situation. You're going to disband an entire police department because some mongoloid? Do you guys see that one guy? That one guy they were showing there in the very beginning? Yeah, you know what I'm talking? Yo, he looked crazy, right? He looks like Sloth from... Oh my God, he looks from Sloth, like literally, folks, looks, put him up for PrisonPlan.tv members. Looks like Sloth from the Goonies, only it looks like the top of his head is like a peanut M&M and it's cracked in half at the top. Like the guy, I don't even know how the guy's alive. I mean, yeah, there you go. Oh my God. He looks like Jason Voorhees before he got jacked up that much worse. I mean, I was shocked when I saw that thing. But no matter how scary that guy is, martial law is much scarier. Martial law is scarier than that gentleman, I promise you. Although that's a good face to bring in martial law, because it placates on people's fears. There's no doubt about it. We're going to go to your calls in the next segment, and throughout the hour, the call-in line is 866-582-9933. I have to cover this story, just because it's one of the cooler things I saw. UK team builds robot fish to detect pollution. People, this thing looks like the coolest robot I've ever seen in my life. It's like 5 feet long. It really just shows you where we are in technology. I want to show that on the other side of the PrisonPlan.tv, cats. We're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933, theinfowarrior.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Every
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
Oh, Jaron, you know what? Starting next week, we're going to have a segment. Once every 3 hours, we're going to have just I think I'm going to do the long segment. One-liners with Jaron, where I just read off a news story and he has to say something smug about it. I think it's going to work. What do you think, Paul? You think that'll work? Gold. See, it's pure gold wrapped in diamonds, studded with platinum. All right, UK team builds robot fish to detect pollution. Now, when I saw this thing, I'm just sorry. It is... First of all, we showed you the flying car yesterday, which was pretty impressive. I mean, it's not what you think of a flying car. It's not like, you know, the Fifth Element flying car, but it's actually a flying car. And today for technology news, just to show you how far we've come publicly, robot fish developed by British scientists are to be released into the sea off North Spain to detect pollution. If next year's trial of the first five robotic fish in northern Spanish port of Gijon is successful, the team hopes that they will be used in rivers, lakes, and seas across the world. They're about 20,000 pounds apiece, which is about 30 grand, and they are carp-shaped robots. They are about 5 feet long, so they're pretty sizable, folks. But look at that thing. You would just think, I mean, in passing, I mean, you wouldn't even think it would be anything but wildlife. So, just crazy where the world is headed. You know, what else do we got here? You know, Bernanke talking some smack. You know, more propaganda about the Taliban. EU begging for more climate change legislation. The standard stuff we cover here every night. Yeah, there it is again. Look at that thing. Are those two robots, or is that other thing below it something different? Yeah, it looks like it's on some kind of a... Either way, man, it looks awesome. Like, can you 30 G's for one of those things? It's like 5 foot long. It's like as long as I am. You know, it's like probably as big as me. It might be worth 30 G's. What do you think? We'll ride one. We'll take it out to the Austin Lake or whatever. We'll ride it. No? All right. Let's go to your calls. I said we would do that. Let's go to Glenn in Canada. The call line is 866-582-9933. Glenn, go ahead.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I run a store here up in Canada. It's on a reserve, which you guys call a reservation.
Okay.
And we got a survey from United Nations.
Okay.
And it says here, I'll read it to you, there has never been a time when the world has needed the United Nations more than it does today.
Oh. Is that all? Because I'm sure there's some more rhetoric and propaganda to go along with it, how they're going to save us, right?
This is like four pages of this stuff.
And basically, what is it? What's the underlying message? We need world government to solve all the problems of the environment and the economy?
Well, what caught my eye here was it says here, no individual government has the ability to find comprehensive solutions to these problems. Only a system of global governance can advance the agenda of human progress. That's why the United Nations is crucial to our future as a global society.
Yeah, that's what it's about. You know, the United Nations isn't about giving everybody a venue to speak and solve their individual problems. It's a way to consolidate power and bring about global governance and put every nation under their control.
Yeah, like that's crazy stuff. Like I just started like learning this stuff about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, dude, like, I'm telling you right now, listen, it is about a world government. It is about a police state here at home, whether that be Canada or the United States. It's about a chipped population. And I'm not happy about it, but it's the truth. And they want to create a new system where we pay a carbon tax. You know,
and there's one more thing there, Jason.
Sure.
Like I was out of town and I came back and my buddies told me that there was the army recruits had came into the reserves. It's called Operation Bald Eagle. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're going into like these reserves and recruiting all these like 17-year-olds up to 30, I believe they said. And I asked the RCMP here if it was true, and sure enough, they said, yeah, like, and they asked me if I wanted, like, application.
Of course they did. Hey, they'll take what they can get. I thank you for the call, Glenn. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Dennis in Florida. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Mr. Bromas, first I want to thank you for Loose Change. Woke me up. Put me on my quest. But I'm going to ask something tied in with what you were saying earlier about, you like healthy debate? You think it's a good thing?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah. These guys from Free Talk Live keep, I used to listen to them a little bit when I, you know, first got turned on to GCN, but stop because they got a little silly about stuff. But they were talking about Alex Jones and getting him on their show and stuff, and it was just kind of funny because they're talking about how they dissed conspiracy theories, which, fine, if that's not what you want on your show, fine, but at least don't put it down because I think it's so profoundly important in, you know, in the truth movement to know these things and be aware of them. And that, they say that's not the problem. That's not, you know, what we're focusing on, and other people can do that, which is fine, but don't discard it like it's so unimportant, you know? But
well, how are they, the thing to me is, well, if they ever want to take it on, man, I enjoy those debates more than anything, especially when somebody's going to take the opposite viewpoint and in a strong opposite viewpoint. Listen, I've eaten up the guys over at Screw Loose Change. They can't hold my jock. I've eaten up the guys at Popular Mechanics. They refuse any other debate with me. Look, I source articles, and I love Alex to death, but I'm going to keep my composure a little bit better without having to raise my voice or scream. I might get a little aggravated or have a tone. But at the end of the day, you know, the bottom line is the man is right. This is about global government. They want a one-world currency. They want a carbon tax. You know, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's all over the mainstream media. I mean, I can prove 11 ways from Sunday that 9/11 isn't what they made it out to be. Show all the contradictions. And you know what I tend to get even when I'm, like, on a progressive that doesn't want to believe it? Well, maybe. But then will they go up and look the information up? That's the true test. When confronted with information that doesn't size up with your beliefs, will you look at it? Will you take a look?
I agree, and it would make for great radio is all I know. That would
hey,
be good.
You can get me on there. I'll do it, man. You can get me at myspace.com/JasonBermas.
Thanks, Jason.
You got it. All right, let's do a little newsy blitzy. Or blitzy newsy.
EU jeopardizing fight against climate change. Leaders insist emerging economies need to agree to substantial emission cuts before money is given to developed nations.
So all these third world nations, they're trying to, it's basically they're saying, oh, these third world nations are suffering from this climate change thing and we need to give them billions of dollars, but only after they, decide to go by the Kyoto protocols. Only when they get in line. Folks, if you believe in all this global warming nonsense that we're the cause of it and it's human beings, third world nations are not the ones that are emitting all these carbon dioxide poisons. Ooh, carbon dioxide is what plant life breathes. I mean, you know, I want to play a piece of the great global warming swindle. Maybe that's what I should do. You know, let me tell you, Jaron, this is what we're going to do. YouTube, great global warming swindle, right? And we're just going to pick out the most random part of it. We don't want to do part one. We're just going to do a small segment from some, because the whole thing's good. We can just go randomly. And any part I put on there is going to be completely and totally impressive. It really explains how the whole entire thing is a complete and utter scam. And The Great Global Warming Swindle, this is a BBC doc. I've been recommending it to my friends and family for a couple years now. First part that comes up, part three, hit part three. That sounds good. We gonna hit it? Hit it or quit it. Boom, part three right here. And we got enough, yes.
From two data sets, not just satellite data, which everybody talks about, but from weather balloon data, that you don't see that effect. In fact, it looks like the surface temperatures are warming slightly more than the upper air temperatures. That's a big difference.
That data gives you a handle on the fact that what you're seeing is warming that probably is not due to greenhouse gases.
That is, the observations do not show an increase with altitude. In fact, most observations show a slight decrease in the rate of warming with altitude. So in a sense, you can say that the hypothesis of man-made global warming is falsified by the evidence.
So the recent warming of the Earth happened in the wrong place and at the wrong time. Most of the warming took place in the early part of the 20th century and occurred mostly at the Earth's surface, the very opposite of what should have happened according to the theory of man-made global warming.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America.
Former Vice President Al Gore's emotional film, An Inconvenient Truth, is regarded by many as the definitive popular presentation of the theory of man-made global warming. His argument rests on one all-important piece of evidence taken from ice core surveys in which scientists drilled deep into the ice to look back into Earth's climate history hundreds of thousands of years. The first ice core survey took place in Vostok in the Antarctic. What it found, as Al Gore correctly points out, was a clear correlation between carbon dioxide and temperature.
We're going back in time now, 650,000 years. Here's what the temperature has been on our Earth. Now, one thing that kind of jumps out at you is, did they ever fit together? Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The relationship is actually very complicated. But there is one relationship that is far more powerful than all the others, and it is this. When there is more carbon dioxide, the temperature gets warmer.
Al Gore says the relationship between temperature
and... They really rip apart Al Gore right here and his fruit baggery, his nonsensory, his douchebaggery, really. This is The InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We'll take your calls after that clip. It's 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.55, $488.27 for the half ounce, and $244.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.55, $488.27, and $244.14.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The US GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go.
Go-go. All right, we are back as the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We got this short segment, so I want to play more of that global warming thing, then we're going to go back to your calls. This is Al Gore being proven wrong big time on the BBC. Hit it up.
What those complications are. In fact, there was something very important in the ice core data that he failed to mention. Professor Ian Clark is a leading Arctic paleoclimatologist who looks back into the Earth's temperature record tens of millions of years.
When we look at climate on long scales, we're looking for geological material that actually records climate. If we're to take an ice sample, for example, we use isotopes to reconstruct temperature, but the atmosphere that's imprisoned in that ice, we liberate, and then we look at the CO2 content.
Professor Clark and others have indeed discovered, as Al Gore says, a link between carbon dioxide and temperature. But what Al Gore doesn't say is that the link is the wrong way round.
So here we're looking at the ice core record from Vostok, and in the red we see temperature going up from early time to later time at a very key interval when we came out of a glaciation. And we see the temperature going up, and then we see the CO2 coming up. CO2 lags behind that increase. It's got an 800-year lag, so temperature is leading CO2 by 800 years.
There have now been several major ice core surveys. Every one of them shows the same thing. The temperature rises or falls, and then, after a few hundred years, carbon dioxide follows.
So obviously, carbon dioxide is not...
Listen, obviously carbon dioxide is not the cause of it. Might be the effect, possibility, an increase in carbon dioxide. But I suggest everybody check that whole thing out. It's about 2 hours. I think it's 90 minutes to 2 hours, and it's very educational. And I may not agree with all of it, but it seems to come at it at a much more honest perspective than a lot of the other documentaries I've seen on the subject. That being said, we have a caller about global warming right now. Let's go to Robert in Texas. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. I love your show. I think it's great that you're doing it, and I really appreciate your movies, Fabled Enemies and Loose Change. Excellent.
Thank you, man.
Anyhow, I was just going to mention the first, second law of thermodynamics, which basically Newton's proved that matter can neither be created nor destroyed. And so I'm going to, like, tie that into carbon. And I'm just curious, how come carbon is such an evil element when it's one of the most inert substances on Earth? We can't create carbon, and we don't destroy carbon. We simply use carbon in the cycle. And so what I'm saying is, you know, it's everywhere. And also another quick thing is, a lot of people say we're carbon-based life forms. And I can't seem to get that through my mind when we're 76% water, which is hydrogen and oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to figure that out. You know, I understand we use carbon in our life cycle, but, and I know you got a break coming up, I guess. But I just want to know if you can comment on the fact that carbon's such a safe element. I mean,
it's the life force behind plant life. I mean, they need, you know, carbon dioxide just the way we need oxygen. It's a balance. It's a homeostasis. You know, we have a symbiotic relationship with the plant life on this earth.
Yes, and with more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we would see our vegetation grow immensely, and that would end the problem of food shortages. And that just brings me to another kind of off the subject thing, but. As far as, and that's, I mean, I guess it's similar, but on fresh water, I'm not really sure how come America has a shortage of fresh water when the Roman Empire was building aqueducts thousands of years ago. We have the Great Lakes, which are some of the largest inland seas in the world, completely fresh water. If we wanted to irrigate the Midwest, it seems to me like it'd be easily possible. Instead of building pipelines for oil, we could build pipelines for water.
Yeah, but they don't want that. You know, they want to charge us a buck. I mean, it used to be a buck for a thing of water. Now it's like almost $2 for a thing of water. I mean, and plus they like to fluoridate our water. So
fluoride, that's a huge subject. I'm just so totally opposed to fluoride, obviously. Anyhow, I just want to know if I could get a quick plug in for my new Alex Jones, You Understand That Punk on YouTube.
Go for
it. I think it's real good because it plugs, I mean, it shows Jones, buzzing Glenn Beck, all the other scumbags out there who want to pretend like they're one of us, they're not.
All right, man, I thank you for the call. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Hopefully you got the name of that, I think it's something punk Alex Jones, it's latest. We'll come back to your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.dykes.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today
at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switchblades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it.
All right, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes closing out week three. That's right, 3 weeks down, folks. Almost a whole month with the Info Warrior. Can you believe it? Almost 1 month down. 11 more to go after that. All right, we're going to continue with your calls. Let's go to Mike in Utah. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good. I appreciate what you and Alex are doing and want you guys to know that I'm a big fan. And I just had a question for you.
Sure.
Have you thought about even making a second addendum to Loose Change with DEW in it?
DEW? What do you mean DEW?
Directed energy weapons.
Oh, not really, man. I mean, I don't think that there's a lot of case for directed energy weapons. I've read the Judy Wood stuff. I've read the Fetzer stuff. And by the way, I mean, we've done two addendums, really three addendums to Loose Change. Loose Change original was 60 minutes. Then we did Loose Change second edition, which was an hour and 20. Then legal reasons, we had to revise that.
Right.
Came into like an hour and 28. And then the third version is like 2 hours and 8 minutes long. And I just don't see, listen, is it odd that a lot of the cars there were like totally and completely burned out? A lot of the fire trucks, you bet it is. But that doesn't necessarily mean directed energy weapons. It could have been, you know, a special type of C4 or, you know, a different type of thermite. A lot of people don't know this, but like thermite bombs, they were used in World War II. A lot of people will go, oh, thermite's not an explosive agent. They use them in bomb-making material. You know what I'm saying? So right. I've read the directed energy weapon stuff. Listen, man, that falls into the crowd of no planes, and there's not evidence for that. I'm sorry. I've watched 9/11 Octopus. I've seen the TV fakery videos. I watched September Clues. The evidence isn't there, okay? If somebody wants to say that the frame on a nose out is absolute evidence of a fake, you know, fairy tale pig plane, it's just not the case, man. So I would say really take a look at that and really see what that evidence leads to. It's not directed energy weapons, in my opinion. Any other questions?
No, that's it. Thanks, man.
All right, you got it, man. You know, I always try to answer those questions as honestly as possible, and, you know, that kid seems sincere or guy seems sincere. And, you know, it's just I don't know. I get accused sometimes, you're covering up the laser beams that took down the Twin Towers. But I just don't see that. Where's the evidence for that? If it was there, I'll be the first one to admit it. I've read all this stuff. Oh, the dust was atomized. That doesn't mean they couldn't use an explosive from the inside. So, mini nukes, directed energy weapons, I think that really takes off the case. I think that we've made some rock-solid cases for 9/11 being, you know, a lot different than what the mainstream media and government's told us with Loose Change, Final Cut, and, of course, Fabled Enemies. All right, let's jump to, what is that, Eliza in Florida? Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
You're on.
Yeah, my observation is about the chips that they're actually putting into people are actually voluntarily
taking these little Verichip things, Digital Angel Corporation, yeah, that type of thing?
Yeah, basically my observation point is that it really doesn't make much sense because some people already started hacking onto these chip and taking identities and
wirelessly names. Hacking them. Explain how that works.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand. You can have an RFID reader that is much. Let me put it down in layman's terms. A lot of people out there now have wireless modems or routers for their house. And sometimes they get the wireless modem router combo. Now, what that does is sending an electric signal. Now, the reason that these RFID chips work is because they're sending an electric signal. Now, of course, there has to be software and hardware that gives you the ability to read what that signal is projecting. So some people, you know, because not everybody has the hardware, they'll go onto an online store, and they can literally not only scan that, but anything with an RFID chip in it, they can get your credit card information if you have your card on you. It's a lot easier than you think, and they are reprogrammable. I mean, it's pretty ludicrous.
Yeah, so it kind of didn't make no sense when people started, you know, saying this was going to be something very secure and talking about security on this. And, you know, it's just like every man-made thing has its flaw. You know,
listen, technology is a dual-sided sword, okay? It can be used for good or it can be used for evil. Dude, it's just a tool. Everything is just a tool. It's just an extension of a hammer, okay? A hammer can be used to build a house. It can also be used to walk next door and bash your neighbor's brains in. It's all about the person. And, you know, it's all about how you're using the technology. RFID could be used for good. It's just too bad that a bunch of tyrants are in power at the top, my man. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Wayne in Ohio. Wayne, what's on your mind? Yes, Wayne.
First time caller, my friend.
All right.
Hey, you're the. You know what I like about you, my friend? You woke me up, by the way, a few years ago.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What it is if someone is real rude to you, you keep a certain profile, mm-hmm. Anyway, I like that about you.
Well, thank you, man.
Okay, I'm not this guy that I question every little thing, you know, his handshake, is this, that, and the other. But I know the New World Order, just like their symbols, they put things out, and they get off on that. You know what I mean? They love
the
that.
Symbolism, their little occult language. I mean, you know, we just had the guy who did the Riddles in Stone, Eye of the Phoenix, and America's Secret Beginnings, the New Atlantis series on here, and we really talked about not only the DC architecture, but their symbolism throughout the world.
Right. Well, I didn't want to. I want to be real fast here because I know you got a lot of calls.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I kept listening to that Obama tape that you guys run all the time, the advertisement.
Yep.
And what? And he says, "I said, does he say a stake, the New World Order, or the?"
What he's talking about is a stake in the kind of world order we would all like to see, and that is off of the first time he went to Letterman. It was before he had won the nomination, because we got the one after he had won the nomination, and that wasn't it. That was I think that's back in, actually, you know where that's from? I think I know exactly when that's from. They came into town with McCain this year. Him and McCain came down to New York City to, sit up there and use 9/11 as one of their little talking points, and I think that's when he went on Letterman and he made that comment. And the comment is really about Iraq and what they're going to do there, and he's talking about giving the people a stake in the kind of world order we would all like to see.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just do me a favor, my friend, and just listen to it. I'm 56. You're younger than my hearing's probably better than mine. I'm a little nervous. Mm-hmm. But just listen to it again. I listen to it five or six. And I come on saying, he's saying the stake. It's not saying, he's saying it real fast. Anyway, I just curiosity, I looked up stake, and there's a compound word, the stake. And it means a post to which a person is tied and burned to death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you put that in context of that, I'm not saying it is. I mean, I know what this sounds. I'm not that type of person. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but it just every time I listen to it, my attention went to it. I said, "What is this?" So I went over it and over it and over it. And he's saying the stake. Listen to it real carefully on the headphones. And I looked up the stake. It's a compound word under stake in the dictionary, and that's what it means. I mean, these guys, he gets a chance to go on the open forum like that. You know he's going to have, you know, very covert messages, you know? I mean, that's been proven.
Well, that's a possibility, man. But you know what? Just check out the whole thing. I thank you for the call. They definitely talk in a cryptex-type language. You know, I mean, Bill Clinton mentioned Quigley a couple times. We went over that with G. Edward Griffin and what that meaning was. You know, both the Bushes, have talked about, you know, this world order they'd like to see. You know, it's when you start looking into it, it's undeniable that they seem to have their own little language for the insiders and their club and their little handshakes. And I encourage people to go check out things like Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments by Tex Mars. I have a Mars combo over at the InfoWars store, Jim and Tex. All right, let's jump to Solomon in Connecticut. Solomon, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason? basically, I've been watching Alex Jones' show and listening to him for quite some time now. I'm looking at you on Prison Planet. You're a doofy guy, man.
Hey, I am. I'm not a good-looking man. That is very true.
No, I mean, you're like, you know, you're goofy and everything like that. I'm glad to see that you guys are having a lot of fun in the studio.
Yeah, trying to. You know, I mean, this is some heavy stuff, but at the same time, I try to keep it light. You know, I'm doing a nighttime show. I'm trying to get more rock and roll people on. I'm trying to get more comedians on. I'm trying to reach people that normally wouldn't listen to this information, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm so used to seeing Alex, and he's like an older dude. So, I mean, you know,
he's not that much older than me, man. He's five and a half years older than me. He's not even a decade. 5.5 years older than me.
How old are you?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 this summer.
Oh, wow. You look a lot younger than...
Anyway, yeah, a lot of people get that.
I was calling because I wanted to talk about the police state that they're trying to bring in. And I was watching Spike TV just like a few moments ago, and I realized that all this conditioning that's been going on for the police state is like, you've seen those cop shows where like they'll have the cameras.
Huh? DEA. You're talking about DEA. It's on Spike all the time now, and they go to a different city every year, and they flip these guys in a heartbeat. They tell them all sorts of lies. They're like, oh, you know, we're going to cut you a deal right now if you give us your deal, you know, and they go and run them in. I don't ever cut those guys' deals, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, like the shows where they'll have, like, the camera in the cop's car, and they'll commentate on
World's Scariest Police Chases.
Yeah, those shows, World's Scariest Police Chases, things like that. They'll always talk about how, like, the bad guys will never get away, and they're always making mistakes and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just to tie that in, like, you know, I'm a security guard, and I work in a public, you know, forum, like, around a retail store. And, you know, people love to act like, you know, put on a show like, oh, they're all tough around me. And, you know, oh, you know, he's just a security guard. He can't do anything. All he's got is a flashlight. But they're so afraid of, like, an establishment or, like, a uniform or something like that. As soon as, like, I'll come over, like, you know, or I do something with a walkie-talkie, it's like, you know, I'm not a big guy. I'm, like, 5'7", you know.
Mm-hmm.
They tighten up really quick. They get all scared and everything. And it's, like, it's just because we've been conditioned over
and over. It's pre-programming. That's exactly what it is.
Just to, like, shut down when the time comes. It's like, you know, so... I was just calling about that, and it's like my girlfriend, her family lives in upstate New York, and all the stuff that's going on in
Schenectady,
Schenectady, whatever, in upstate New York, it's just getting really, like, you know, scary because it's starting to come home, you know, and
Schenectady, thinking, a lot of people don't understand, it's a very small county in New York, but what surrounds it, I mean, it's right on the top of Albany, it's on the other side of it is Montgomery County, that's where I went to high school. I mean, this is Schenectady. I was in Schenectady 3 weeks ago before I drove out here for like a day. You know, I mean, when I say that this is really close to my house, I mean, it is really close to my house. Yeah. And Albany's about 55, 60 miles away, but it's right on top of Schenectady. So when Albany, you know, like I was saying before, when Albany, for instance, has its Independence Day celebration and they have the fireworks and all these other people are coming into town, they get the local cops from Schenectady, from Oneida County. They all come in, you know? Now, since Schenectady won't have a police force, it'll be an excuse to bring the military into Albany County.
And then
all you need is the right provocateur event, the right of... Yeah. Exactly. And then all of a sudden, the military ain't going anywhere. And it's in the capital of New York. And, you know, if we can't trust the capital of New York, where can we trust? And this is, you know, this is, if it works out here, it'll work out there. So it's all about incrementalism. It's all about starting it somewhere where it's kind of under the radar. Because this made the local news, okay? I know that we seem to be at the tip of the spear and we report everything, you know, 5 days, a week, or 2 weeks before the media actually takes up on it. But if there's not some huge stories by Monday, alarm bells need to go off. I'm already encouraging anybody that lives in the New York area to immediately call Schenectady County, call the mayor's office and say, look, I don't care if you say that you need to disband the police force. Martial law is never going to be an option. If you if you ever suggest martial law again, we're taking you out of office right now. And I got to tell you, man.
Yeah.
I am so tempted. I mean, I can't, obviously, because I'm here doing this show, but I'm so tempted to move back to upstate New York and actually run for political office. I mean, I've talked about the governor or whatever, but I think I can win mayor of Schenectady. You know, I mean, I think I could ice that job, and I don't want that job, but you know what I want less? I want less troops on the streets in tanks telling me what to do. I thank you for the call, my man. Folks, that's how crazy it is out there, and this is another article that I just haven't gotten to, which I... you know, really plays into the eugenics thing we talk about. Little change in survival rates despite cancer spending plan. Now, ever since I was a little baby, a young lad, I've been hearing, oh, they're going to cure cancer, or we need more funding for cancer research. Cancer, 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 cancer. It's this billion-dollar industry. Yet after we've pumped all this money into it for years and years and years and years and years, there's like no change in the survival rates. And not only isn't there a change in the survival rates, there's actually a huge change in the amount of deaths due to cancer. In other words, they're increasing. So we have more and more people getting cancer, and then the survival rates when you're diagnosed with cancer haven't gone up at all. So what's really happening? Well, I'll tell you what's really happening. They're soft killing us. They're soft killing us, taking our money and laughing about it. I mean, when you're in the store, the convenience store, and you just got a coffee, or you're buying a pack of smokes, or you're getting an 18-pack, or maybe even picking up some lotto, you know, or maybe you just had to run out and get some ice cream, whatever it is. And then they got the little thing there for the, you know, American Cancer Research Institute or American Cancer Society. And they're like, would you like to donate $1 to helping, you know, children in Africa survive cancer? And they give you like a dirty look if you say no, but I don't hesitate anymore. You know, they ask me for money for the Red Cross. I'm like, no, I'm not giving anything to these scam organizations, because they're institutes, they're foundations. They're set up to scam you. They're trying to take your money. That's what they're about. It's a big Ponzi scheme. And that was another headline here. Now they're admitting there's Ponzi schemes everywhere. Madoff was just the beginning. Don't you know? Everybody's in on this Ponzi scheme thing. Really? Are we just getting that now, that Ponzi schemes are running rampant? Here it is. U.S. regulator probing rampant Ponzimonium. Hundreds of individuals and entities in the United States are under investigation for financial scams, many involving Ponzi schemes, said the chief of U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, calling it rampant Ponzimonium. Now, that is true. But only the smallest and littlest of the guys are going to get in trouble. They're the ones that are going to get caught. They're the ones that are going to get thrown to the wolves. Meanwhile, the cream at the top, the people that stole all the money that was reported on the comprehensive annual financial reports, the real books, they're not going anywhere. They're just going to consolidate their power. That's what that's about. Okay? Regulators are certainly seeing more of these scams than ever before, Commissioner Bart Chillen said. In the last month alone, we've gone after crooks in Pennsylvania, New York, North Carolina, Iowa, Idaho, Texas, and Hawaii. Ponzi schemes use money from new investors to pay distributions and redemptions to existing investors. Man, that Papa John's is killing me. I'm getting through the last 3 hours, but boy. All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. 3 weeks down already. Can't believe it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Check me out live at prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Back after this with a quick wrap-up of the entire show.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40.
$38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We are back. It's the Jason Burmis Show. Actually, it's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. You type in Jason Burmis Show, you're not going to find much. You're going to probably find old shows of me ranting and radio about nonsense, maybe cursing. Who knows? You might find some of those old Revere radio shows and back in the day. You can find some good stuff back in the day when Peter Joseph of Zeitgeist would actually take my interview. But coming up next week, we're going to have Alan Watt for you. We're going to have some other great guests. We're trying to book Patrice O'Neill. Patrice will either be on next week or a week after that. I just sent him some movies today. That's very exciting. But, you know, the show and its infancy still continuing to grow, still continuing to get better. And today with Jim Mars talking about everything from Crossfire to Rule by Secrecy to the rise of the Fourth Reich. I keep forgetting the one, what is it though? Something Conspiracy? Why can't I ever remember that one? Which one is it? He's like pointing at it with the owl? Oh, what? Behind me. Oh, the Terror Conspiracy. No, there's another one too, other than the Terror Conspiracy I'm trying to think of. Can't ever think of it. Oh, it's the Agenda one. What is it? It doesn't even matter. He was just a great guest. Really likable guy. Love his information. Very readable material as well. We talked about, of course, climate change. We played a little bit of the great global warming swindle. We showed you where technology is going, showing you that Rule by Secrecy. That's the one, yeah. that the UK team has built robot fish about 5 feet long that just look incredible, and they're going to put them into the oceans, and they're going to regulate pollution. Who knows why they're really going to be there, but it's just crazy when you see these things and how sophisticated they are. And then we have this crazy CIA scandal we didn't really get to cover too much in depth. Basically, the head of the European division of the CIA said, "You have an organization of professional liars. Some people will try to take advantage of the system, and it's a system that can be taken advantage of." Well, I mean, this is an in-depth article, and it really goes over how the CIA is compartmentalized, how they're dirty, how they're, you know, without the rule of law. They police themselves, and they barely police themselves. So that was a very interesting article that we talked about. But the main deal, the main thing that has been consuming me, and I've been calling people, I mean, again, called my stepfather today, talked to my brother yesterday, talked to my mother yesterday. I said, if they do this, you need to get a plane ticket and you need to get out of there. Schenectady talking about declaring martial law is part of some kind of a federal program, I promise you. Once again, go to the infowarrior.com, watch the news clip, read the two paragraph blurb, understand that Mayor Stratton is one of 40 mayors. One of 40 mayors. Think about that. There are many a mayor out there. Mayor per county, my friends. One of 40. Many a mayor. He liked that. The many a mayor, my friend. Many a mayor, my friend. Anyway, he's one of the few mayors, the select ones, that gets to meet with Obama about the stimulus package. The stimulus package. Gee, I wonder if they talked about federal programs there. I wonder if they said, hey, Brian, you know, if you can get those troops on the street under some kind of guise, there'll be a bonus in it for you. Maybe you'll be part of the 2012 administration. Me? Brian Stratton, part of the 2012 administration? Whatever you want, sir. I'll have it for you right away. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Catch the replays over at PrisonPlanet.tv and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.